news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A meeting that could ultimately result in President Trump's biggest peace agreement to date takes place today. Mr. Trump sits down with Russian President Putin in Alaska.
Heading into today's one-on-one with Putin, the president is hopeful this session will lead to another.
There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
However, he cautions there won't be a second meeting if he doesn't get the answers he wants in Alaska. Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that Putin is bluffing about wanting peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A showdown of sorts between the U.S. Attorney General and Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General. It's fallout from President Trump's drive to rid the streets of D.C. of crime and homelessness.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a directive issued Thursday evening that DEA boss Terry Cole will assume, quote, powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia police chief. But D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab responded late Thursday that Bondi's directive was, quote, unlawful, arguing that it could not be followed by the city's police force. Schwab wrote in a memo to Chief Pamela Smith, quote, therefore, members of Metropolitan Police Department must continue to follow your orders and not the orders of any official not appointed by the mayor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says almost 2 million illegal aliens have self-deported since President Trump took office in January. Authorities in New York City awaiting results of tests on a white powder mailed to offices of Homeland Security and ICE. California Governor Newsom wants to further tighten the Democrats' grip on the state. California voters in November will be asked to approve a redistricting plan designed to give the Democrats 5 more seats in the U.S. House. On Wall Street, this morning, the Dow futures 255 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. Even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And good morning. I don't know what genius allowed this to happen, but overnight construction is trying to wrap up now. 895 southbound at the city line. Since I've been sitting here for the last hour or so, there's been no traffic on 895 at Moravia Road. There's no traffic on 895 at Pulaski Highway. This stuff has to be off the roadway at 5 in the morning. So now 95 gets the impact. They're going, what the hell is going on here? At the city county line, backed up beyond the bridges at Chesico Avenue. I'm just now seeing some traffic taking the ramp to Moravia Road, but traffic is just now, looks like it's just, yep, here they are. They're just starting to move at Moravia Road. Should have been out of there a long time ago. So right now, 95 is taking the hit as you're coming south from the Beltway, but it looks like maybe in 15 minutes that will clear out. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville is 71 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 73 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Two brothers facing attempted murder charges after a stabbing near Patterson Park over the weekend. Police say security video from the ice cream shop Be More Licks captured part of the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and assaulting a 20-year-old man after a scooter collision. Investigators say Winston stabbed the victim with a screwdriver before the group kicked him and ran him over with a motorcycle. The brothers were arrested Monday after being spotted on scooters matching those seen in the video. Three-alarm fire at the Twin Ridge Apartments has left more than 15 residents without a home. Baltimore County fire officials say flames were showing through the roof when crews arrived Thursday afternoon, and a partial stairwell collapse occurred inside the building. The cause is under investigation, but witnesses reported a loud lightning strike just before the fire started. U.S. Marshals Service is searching for a 68-year-old Larry Bruce Twombly, who's been a fugitive for nearly 2 years after violating federal supervised release. Twombly was convicted in 2011 of receiving child porn and serving 12 years in prison before being placed on lifetime supervision. Investigators say he may try to disguise himself by dyeing his hair and has a history of staying in homeless shelters in Baltimore. He is described as about 5'11", about 150 pounds, and is required to register as a sex offender. And police are investigating a series of burglaries in Mount Washington where doorbell camera footage shows a suspect clearly, but state law is preventing the use of facial recognition technology to identify him. The man is described as having glasses and dreadlocks, wearing a black puffy coat and blue jeans. Council member Yitzi Schleifer says the restriction is tying investigators' hands and argues changes should help solve more crimes. 606 on WCBM, lottery numbers, pick 3, 947, pick 4, 1769, and next is Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Aggressive base running yesterday by the Birds.
There goes Johnson. Garford throws through. Now the Orioles try to get Mountcastle home. Johnson's in a pickle. Mountcastle's in there. They pickle themselves into a run as the Orioles run wild for two.
A pickled run for the Birds. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ryan Mountcastle's dash to the plate on the back end of a double steal, the signature play yesterday between the raindrops at Camden Yards as the Birds small ball their way to a rain-delayed 5-3 series clinching win over the Mariners. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked if the team's offensive woes of late contributed to the base path aggressiveness.
I don't feel like we got much of a choice.
And that's all he had to say about that. Travel day for the Ravens today on their way to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. That's Cooper Rush's former team.
Yeah, it'll be different over on that sideline. It'll be something new, but looking forward to it. See a lot of close relationships over the years there, and get to catch up with some guys. It'll be cool.
Meanwhile, day one of the BMW Championship out of Caves Valley in Owings Mills, marred by a 2-hour, 18-minute rain delay, but Robert McIntyre persevered to shoot an 8-under-62 to take a 3-shot lead over Tommy Fleetwood. Scotty Scheffler in third at 4-under-66. More on that at 6:35. Coming up in 30 minutes, the plans are in place for the Orioles' big bash. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's a Friday free-for-all, August 15, 2025. And I'm Sean Casey.
I'm Bruce Elliott.
And here's what you got coming up in this hour. A 13-year-old with 18 prior arrests wearing an ankle monitor.
You're making this up.
Nope. Was arrested for carjacking and robbery in Baltimore City. Chuck Hugh Schumer says, hey, D.C. is safe. That's right. If we could all just afford five or six security details, then we'd be safe, too. But our top story here today, Lockdown Larry, a.k.a. the former governor, Larry Hogan, is teasing a political comeback. The story broke late yesterday when we were on the show. Didn't have a chance, really, to delve into it, but now we can. And Maryland's current governor, Wes Taxmore, is ready for the challenge. But on Facebook and Instagram, early yesterday morning, Hogan posted two images of an RV, one picture flaunted a traditional-looking vehicle. The other was wrapped with campaign imagery, including his slogan used in his 2024 race, Let's Get Back to Work. And on the post, he wrote, slightly used 2024 RV, only 15,000 miles, all in Maryland, never slept in, could make a good deal. End of quote. Well, yesterday, Fox 45 caught up with Governor Taxmore on the Eastern Shore down in Salisbury and asked about whether or not he was ready to defend his incumbency.
I have not spent time looking at anyone's tweets. I've been too busy turning Maryland from going from 43rd in the country in unemployment to now having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country. Too busy helping to lead one of the most dramatic drops in violent crime anywhere inside of America right now. Too busy actually focusing on and driving a population growth in the state of Maryland, you know, first time in a long period of time. And too busy making sure that the impacts of the Trump administration don't hurt everyday Marylanders. So that's been my focus, and that's going to continue to be my focus. Anybody who wants to try, come on.
Come on! Everybody wants to try. Come on, John Myrick. Come on, Ed Hale. Whether it's Democrat or Republican.
I'm too busy being God.
Yeah, okay. Come on, everybody. Of course, he won't be there. He'll be running for president, so yes. You can come on all you want. Former senior advisor to Hogan, Russ Schrieffer, commented on the van.
The governor, has this RV. It's been sitting in his backyard, and, he needs to do something with it.
Yeah. Needs to sell it or perhaps fire it up again. We'll tell you he was a little bit coy on that, and also we'll get some reaction from Marylanders about Governor Moore in just a second. 6:13.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
You know, been around a long time.
You?
I've never seen a screw-up like this, ever. We have
wow.
No key bridge.
He lives in
no key bridge.
He lives in a house with no mirrors.
So you have construction at the city-county line at 95 and 895 that is not allowing traffic to go south on 895. Okay? 6:15 in the morning, 3 mile backup back to the beltway because the contractor was still working. I've seen a couple of cars trickling down towards Moravia Road, but overall, nobody can go south on 895 through there. I don't know what the hell they're doing after they get past this point. There's several ways you can get back over there, but this cannot be done. You got to be out of here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and now we have a three-mile backup back to the Beltway on 95. So this is a big mess right here. So keep an eye on that, but for right now, not doing very well. I'm just going to change the camera. Do we have a minute?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Let me go back here to...
Make sure it's pointed in the right direction.
Oh, it's pointed
yeah.
all right.
Yeah. Make sure it's also on Maryland highways. Yeah.
It should be pointed up. Well,
is it at the trees?
No, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's just, I want to see who the guy is going to stand there and say, I did this right here at Parade View Road.
One of these guys is going to stand up giving you the Rockefeller salute. You know that's coming.
Good. And I'll drop my pants and an organ starts to play. Don Rickles, you know that. 895, yeah, right here at Moravia Road. There are no cars. What the hell are you doing? You cannot do this to these people on 95 that need to get to the airport. They need to get to work. And you did work that lasted till 6:15 in the morning. Get the hell out of here. All right.
Maybe there's some extenuating circumstances or something.
Yeah.
Then they should say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they should say it. They should say, you know, we were doing something here and it didn't quite work out.
And nothing's been the same since the Key Bridge went the drink.
And this is why it's more important that it has to be done on time, because it is Friday, and you're trickling traffic through where it should be wide open in a three-mile backup. So, all right, that's enough. I'll take a pill now.
We'll keep you posted on that. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, warm, muggy, highs near 90, possible thunderstorm in the afternoon again. Weekend weather Saturday will be cooler, but we heat up again on Sunday. Clear 75 in Annapolis. It is 71 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news. According to a new Gallup poll, Americans are drinking alcohol at a record low rate. Seems to coincide as soon as Kamala left the campaign trail. She was consuming a lot, apparently. Charlie Sheen will confess in an all-new Netflix documentary about his legendary behavior back in 2011. He did make one shocking confession that Two and a Half Men should have been renamed. Should have been Two and a Half Stars. It wasn't all that funny.
2.5 gallons.
Exactly.
It's the same joke every week.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same joke every week. Like the first week or two, I thought, that's funny. Then I was like, it's the same joke. Yeah. It's the same joke.
Are you a big fan of Two and a Half Men?
For the first two episodes.
Yeah.
You know, and after that, it was like, all right, next.
Yeah. It was the same
premise,
too.
Charlie Sheen came off as the biggest jackass in the entire world.
Right.
Winning.
Yeah. I mean, that's Tiger stuff. Blood, remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota Vikings have come under fire for introducing two new male cheerleaders.
To each other?
But if you think that's bad, the Carolina Panthers have their first trans cheerleader.
Ooh.
Oh. What's next? The Pittsburgh Steelers with their first hermaphrodite cheerleader? Sponsored
so the tuck
by.
Rule is in effect
right.
now?
Sponsored by Half and Half. A man who was arrested for throwing a sub-style sandwich at a Border Patrol agent in Washington, D.C. has been fired from his job at the Department of Justice. The Border Patrol agent said he really wouldn't have pressed charges if he had thrown a bag of chips and a soda as well. Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do with just a sub, right?
What an idiot. And then did you see him try to run?
Yeah.
He couldn't run.
Yeah, cops. He was running like 50 pounds of gear each.
Right.
Who chased the guy down.
And his ass down.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Perry White didn't have his running shoes on.
He was just jogging away. Look, I'm getting away.
He was wearing loafers. Yeah. First Lady Melania Trump threatening to sue Hunter Biden for $1 billion over his claim that she and President Trump were introduced to one another by Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden says he's got proof. He says it's on an old laptop, but he forgot where he left it.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Not quite sure where that's going.
By the way, Steve Winwood has a new album out, a retrospective on his days with the group he sang with originally. The new album is going to be called Trickling Traffic Through. So I thought you'd like to know that, Chuck.
Have nothing better than having a thrombosis at 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's why you get the big bucks.
This is unbelievable. Well,
and wow. Chuck is an official thrombosis player. He sits in the thrombosis section of the orchestra.
There's 76 thrombosis playing.
That's right.
So the other day on Long Island, a city councilman gets up to talk about an event.
Yeah.
All right. And he had a rather poor choice of words to describe the event. Here's how it sounded.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. Whoopsie. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
Yeah, I should have used freedom instead of independence. Is that the point you're making?
He goes, oops.
I think he meant gangbuster.
You hope.
I'm hoping he meant gangbuster. Because, of course, the guy is just getting pilloried.
It's always the Democrat.
It really is. Oh, boy. What are you going to do? Chuck will be there, and he probably just left.
Yes.
Make sure he gets there on time.
You're going to have trouble when he gets around here because there'll be trickling traffic through.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more trickling traffic through the plaza.
That's right.
That's for sure.
I hope when that happens.
I do, too. Okay.
Then you better go see a trafficologist.
That's right. You might need a traffic therapist after this morning.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Chuck, see you in a couple. I'm sure. It is Best of Morning Drive, available each every day at WCBM.com. Our Facebook and Rumble pages are brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. More reaction to Hogan teasing a potential run, and the Marylanders reacting to Governor Tex. More coming up right after these important words on the Morning Drive.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, Gordon Chang on the coming collapse of China. Could 2025 be China's Berlin Wall moment?
Yeah, boy!
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, every time we mention Governor Hogan and a potential another run, the Hogan acolytes come out of the woodwork. They email, they text, they come after me on X. What do you have against Hogan? In what respect should he never run again? Again, I don't know where to start with it, but let's start with the lockdowns. Okay, that our constitutional rights were denied, our religious rights were denied, forcing us to get jabs or getting fired. Wearing masks. Remember, wear the damn mask. Yep. All of that. So that you start with that. Then the way he treated our president, he was hostile towards our president. He was hostile towards conservatives in the Republican Party, and then he was hostile towards Dan Cox. I understand, Kelly Schultz was his pick. That's fine. But, he didn't grow the party.
Primary's over, yeah.
The drive for five failed.
That's where it started for me.
Failed miserably.
He didn't try.
And people would tell me on central committees, he would never bother even showing up. And it was all about him. Yeah, you talk about Obama being a narcissist. Larry Hogan is, his comparable on the Republican side. So that's where it starts for me. There's a lot more.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in just.
For me, it all started with a drive for five. He didn't put anything into it. It would have been very helpful had he done so, to put it very gently. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes, and here he is, Trickle Down Traffic Man.
The official word is now, from the folks working there at 95 in the city county line, that they're clearing the construction from overnight. The mayhem is still there. Some traffic now is going south on 895 at Moravia Road, but it's still just kind of moving on down. There's not a lot of traffic there yet. So these folks are still backed up to the Beltway on the southbound side of 95. The express lanes are open. You have that option to get through there, but it's still creating delays back to the Beltway from that point at the city-county line. So at least a 2.5-3 mile backup at one point. Some traffic now is finally moving at Moravia Road. We'll keep an eye on it, but it's really causing a mayhem there on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is that the guy from the State Farm commercials? I can't remember which commercial that is. Mayhem?
Mayhem, yep.
Is he on the scene?
Oh, no, that's the guy from
is that State Farm? Allstate, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm wondering if he's there.
You know, this would be a good time to do it.
Yes, it would be perfect.
Go drive down there, put two big 2x4s out each window, and just hit everybody's asses as you go by.
I'm noting a little hostility this morning.
Just a tinge.
I'm not quite sure why.
Just a tinge.
You know, if I'm all upset, what do you think the people are? Listen, I got to get
precisely
to the airport.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And they got to make sure that's cleared by 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, but we have no key bridge. It's a very simple process. You got to get this crap off the highway at 5 o'clock on a Friday morning, any morning, really, but at least today, when the weekend, you know.
All right. It's, you know, government work. What can we expect?
I ain't going there.
Yeah. All right. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and muggy today. Highs near 90. Possible thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Right now, it's clear. 71 in Ellicott City. 71 in Reisterstown. And again, we're talking about the van teasing a potential run is Lockdown Larry again, and his former senior advisor Russ Schieffer saying that maybe they could lend the van out for somebody else to use.
And listen, there might be an incumbent governor in the state of Maryland who could use a van like this, and you know, so especially if he needs something to travel from green room to green room around the country.
Little snark. Not bad at all, though.
Yeah, little snark there. Hogan obviously was not available for comment.
He was in a green room somewhere. They had phone blocking.
That's right. He was getting his makeup done.
Yeah.
You know. But there's a new Ragnar Research Associates poll surveyed in May reported 76% of Marylanders give Hogan a total approval rate. When asked overall, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Larry Hogan had done as governor?
Well, since the state is dominantly Democrat, 76% approval rate means that he had most of the Democrats and some Republicans who appreciated his work.
But the Gonzales poll from first out in January, 79% of Democrats approved of Governor Tax Moore, his job performance. But now, in that in a Maryland Now poll, that has dropped to 68%. Here are some Marylanders weighing in. This is a woman from the Eastern Shore.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a disaster who is just trying to make a good look to become president of the United States.
Now, she's speaking of Governor Tax Moore there, and this is a classic. Fox 45 was trying to get a little fair and balanced and get somebody that would support Governor Moore. This is the guy they found to support Moore, but listen to what he said about his job performance.
I don't know what he really done, but I think he done pretty good since he's been in there.
I don't know what he's really done, but I think he's done pretty good.
He's got a great smile.
And that's all it's about.
And a good head of hair.
You know? It's charisma. It's the smiling turtle. It's the ability to speak, for 45 seconds to a minute in run-on sentences and word salads like Kamala Harris did. And somehow people are attracted to that. They're not paying attention to the content of the message, just that it sounds good.
Yeah. Well, image is everything. I mean, he's having his 15 minutes of fame. If it lasts longer than that, then we'll all be a bit surprised. I mean, he's now presenting himself as a military leader who gets things done in office, and he takes credit for stuff that he had nothing to do with, which I suppose is like any peacetime military leader to a degree, to be really fair about it. But no, this is a guy who doesn't seem to have fingerprints on anything that might rebound on him negatively.
family.
Yeah. But gets fingerprints on stuff they have nothing to do with.
Well, there's a lot
the crime rate, for example.
Exactly. And if Governor Taxmore does run for re-election, who stands the best chance to defeat him? Is it Lockdown Larry? Is it John Myrick? Or is it Ed Hale running as a Republican? Or somebody else? I'm hearing another name that I won't mention now, but another name might be getting into the race. Or
Kim Plasek's getting in?
No. Kim is done. She's done for local office anyway.
You sure?
Yeah. That's what she tells me.
Sure.
Yeah. So maybe years from now when Olivia is in college, she might decide to run again, but that ain't happening anytime soon. Or if Moore runs for president, he's going to run in. Well, of course, he has the governor's race will come in 26. Not the president's all 28. So we'll see what happens.
See how it breaks out. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. I enjoy somehow tremendously getting up on Saturday or Sunday morning and hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning. Imagine losing that, or losing your favorite song. Maybe you're only hearing the bass line now, or conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of stuff sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 6:30. Coming up next, Chuck Schumer says, hey, D.C. is safe, and he can prove it. Time for the headlines.
Of course he can.
Resilient.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore has agreed to a $152.3 million award in its opioid lawsuit against drug makers McKesson and Cencora, raising the city's total settlements from pharmaceutical companies to nearly $580 million. The decision follows a judge's ruling that reduced a jury's original $266 million award, giving the city until August 22nd to accept or face a new trial. The case accused the companies of fueling the city's opioid crisis, with Baltimore initially seeking $5 billion in damages. Brandon Scott says the outcome affirms the company's liability and fulfills a promise to residents impacted by the epidemic. A horse walked away uninjured after falling through a wooden plank in Reisterstown. It happened yesterday morning, sending first responders on a mission. Crews used a special crane to bring the horse back up and bring it to safety. Maryland Tax-Free Week coming to an end. Folks can still purchase clothing and shoes that are $100 or less without paying the sales tax. Also eliminates the sales tax on backpacks up to $40. That all goes back into effect after this week. Tax-free week continues through tomorrow. Less than a week until the start of the 2025 Maryland State Fair. It's going to be held over three weekends in Baltimore County starting next Thursday. Tickets available online or at the gate. And the lead story this morning has been and continues to be the topic of conversation. Two brothers facing attempted murder charges after a stabbing near Patterson Park over the weekend. They are illegal in this country. Police say a security video from an ice cream shop, Be More Licks, captured part of the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and assaulting a 20-year-old man after a scooter collision. Investigators say Winston stabbed the victim with a screwdriver before the group kicked him and ran over him with a motorcycle. The brothers arrested Monday after being spotted on a scooter matching those seen in the video. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 947. Pick 41769. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And guess what?
What?
It's now gotten worse on 95. Now we're backed up halfway to White Marsh Boulevard from the Beltway. So now if you add that in to what's going on south of the Beltway, we're looking at 3.5-4 mile backup now on 95 because of late lifting construction on 95 and 895 at the city-county line. I don't know what to tell you at this point. Pulaski Highway may be a possibility there, but, I mean, this is, there's no words for it that this work has to be done. They did no indication it was an emergency work or anything like that, but they're just now letting some traffic through, but not enough. Apparently, they're still working in that area right at the city-county line. Your delays now are south of White Marsh Boulevard, and you're riding that out from there all the way down to the city-county line before it gets any better. So Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway, the options are now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles fans may have been holding their collective breath yesterday when Jordan Westberg slid headfirst into home.
That ball gets away. Westberg breaks for the plate and slides in safely. He dislodged the ball on the slide. And Mountcastle, who was trying to steal second, ends up all the way at third.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The bang-bang play at the dish plated the Orioles' first run in a 5-3 series clinching win over the Mariners. Play was reminiscent of the one back in June against the Yanks that knocked him out for a while with a sprained finger. Here's Westberg yesterday explaining it in the postgame.
You know, the instincts just kick in. You know, sometimes the ball tells you kind of what to do. The play tells you what to do. And in those instances, I strongly believe that head first is the way to go. It's the quickest way. It's the most effective way to score a run there. So didn't think twice about it.
No doubt the hustling Westberg. Not a lot to look forward to over the last 2 months at Camden Yards, but one night will stand out. That'll be September 5 against the Dodgers, the 30th anniversary of 21-31. And so it was yesterday. The Orioles formally announcing their plans for the big night. Ripken, of course, will be there. Others who have confirmed include Hall of Famers Harold Baines, Eddie Murray, Mike Messina, and Jim Palmer. Orioles Hall of Famers Brady Anderson, Al Bunbury, and B.J. Surhoff. And, of course, John Miller, the great Oriole broadcaster, will be there, as well as Commissioner of Baseball Robert Manfred. Ravens wound up week three of practice yesterday in Owings Mills. They head to Dallas for a Saturday night encounter with the Cowboys. Meanwhile, center Tyler Linderbaum joined the Ravens podcast called The Lounge, and told the story of winning the diving competition among the Ravens the day that Michael Phelps came to teach the Ravens to swim.
You know, I don't know if there's any skill involved. Original plan was, let's just try to do like a simple dive.
Yeah.
But, you know, the boards are a little more bendy than what I'm used to.
Okay.
And a dive turned into a little momentum going a little too far forward and ended on my back. It was the last time I went off the diving board. So.
Off the field, the Ravens and Commanders have mutually agreed to cancel their joint practice next week. The practice was originally slated for August 21. Opening round of the BMW Championship out of Caves Valley in Owings Mills, interrupted by storms for about 2 hours. Robert McIntyre, though, took advantage of softer greens afterwards, shooting a career-best 29 on the back nine, finishing with six straight birdies on his way to an 8-under 62. Tee times this morning, 9:21. They tee it off. McIntyre goes at 10:27. Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy together at 1:38. The time now is 6:37 when we return the scathing piece on the Orioles in the banner.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Kenra Civic.
So I was going to head to the BMW Championship yesterday because it's up in my neck of the woods up there, but I decided to go to the Oriole game instead because it was a daytime baseball
game. 1 o'clock game, yeah.
Exactly. And so
the rain delay.
Correct. So the debacle, so the first debacle was the traffic around the BMW Championship. That's ridiculous right there. But regardless, the second debacle was the game.
Yeah.
Not the result. The result was fine. The crowd, the Orioles announced 14,083 were there yesterday. And maybe that's true. I don't know. I can't count. But it didn't look like it.
Right.
Looked like there were about 5,000 people there. That's number one. Number two, the article in the banner this morning written by Kyle Goon. The title is Baffling Ticket Changes Show Orioles Don't Understand Their Own Fans. I actually firmly believe this at this point because the article went on to talk about, he talked with fans about these new ticket changes and policies. Right. And fans are just livid about losing their seats. A jack up in price for their seats. The 29 and 40 game plans as opposed to the 13 game plans. Yeah. They're trying to shoo them into, you know, more expensive plans, less benefits on a lot of these plans. And at this time, when the Orioles are as bad as they are, having traded away half of their team just 2-3 weeks ago, there's no worse time to have come up with a policy like this.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just got an email from the Caps yesterday offering me, they went down into a six-game flex plan. So they realized that, you know, people are, there is competition for the entertainment dollar.
Right, it's money.
And you're getting something instead of nothing. You know, if you're making people buy 20 game plans, that's not going to work.
No.
Especially with the product on the field right now.
Yeah. You know, and half the people there were kids yesterday, which is understandable, right? But, you know, for kids and families, this the knocking out the 13-game Sunday plan is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was what families would do on a Sunday.
Yeah. No, like when people, of course, everybody works during the week, it's tough to get to the 7 o'clock games or 6 o'clock games whenever they start now. So, great point. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Hey, did you know that D.C. is safe? So says,
absolutely.
So says Chuck U. Schumer. And when Chuck U. Schumer proclaims... Well, the rest of us, we should just listen.
This is kind of hilarious. Now, the background on this is Chuck Schumer travels with security. Understandably so. He is currently the minority leader in the U.S. Senate. And that comes with certain perks because the dangers are slightly raised, elevated for the leaders on both sides. Okay? So he travels with security. I don't know how many people are on a security detail on a regular basis, but they're there on a regular basis. So Chuck, with that as background, says, D.C. is really safe. I walk around here all the time.
I walk around all the time. I wake up early in the morning sometimes and take a nice walk as the sun is rising around some of the Capitol and the other monuments and things, and I feel perfectly safe.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
But the question is he imagining that? Because he has these imaginary friends, the Baileys.
I told you yesterday.
Maybe this is just fantasy land for Chuck Schumer.
It could be. Of course, I played you the audio yesterday. Of course, Bailey sounded an awful lot like the George Bailey that Jimmy Stewart portrayed. I don't know how to explain that, but it's probably coincidence. But Schumer says that there's no danger in D.C. None. What? There's no danger in D.C. None, he repeats. All that's going on here is Trump is trying to divert our attention from, guess what? The Epstein files.
Donald Trump wants to distract. That's his game plan. It's been his M.O. for his first term in the presidency and now. So he's trying to make this a distraction. What's he trying to distract from? Well, a lot of things, but above all, Epstein. Mm. We've been confronting him on Epstein very successfully, left and right. They're feeling it, and we're not letting go. When we come back, we are going to have many more things in terms of going after them on the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah, they're going to go after him on the Epstein files. Of course they are, because they realize there's nothing there. But, you know, it's something they can waver on because the sheep will want to hear it. My solution to this is, Pam Bondi, release everything. Really, the truth will out. Release everything.
Well, she tried, but a judge ruled that the grand jury testimony cannot be revealed, cannot be released. So you can't release everything unless they're going to continue to fight that in the courts and see if that goes all the way to the Supreme Court. But
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say we're doing our best to release everything. Tell the judges to allow us to release the list of names. I mean, we'll release all the information we have. They're not going to take Epstein to court. He's dead. Release the names. Release who's linked.
Or you might want to ask Hunter Biden, because he apparently has got an inside track.
Absolutely.
On some of the Epstein stuff. And so much so now that he's been sued for $1 billion by the First Lady.
Which, by the way, Jonathan Turley, law professor down in Washington, says he just don't have it. And it's a lot of bubble pictures he's got to sell in order to make that kind of money. And says, and the value of his paintings, not so hot now that Joe's not in office anymore. It's 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here he is, trickling traffic through Johnson.
We continue to make a little progress now that that overnight construction has cleared at 95 in the city-county line, at least right here at the bridge at Chesico Avenue, which is about a mile before that. The pace is much better. We're still backed up to the Beltway and even beyond, so the traffic at one point was backed up over 3 miles coming south, and it's still slow right here at Kenwood Avenue, which is just south of the Beltway. It was still backed up there, and it was still being delayed even before the Beltway on 95 South, coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, all because of late-lifting construction right there on 95 at 895. There was no traffic on 895 from the city-county line down through Moravia Road for the better part of 2 hours that I've been here now, but we are moving some traffic through. Once again, we just have to get this backup cleared from 95 that is coming south. Everybody else, for the most part, is looking at the normal stuff right now. We're starting to see a little heavier traffic as you're moving down the west side Beltway, but with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a warm and muggy day today with highs near 90, possible thunderstorm later this afternoon. So keep that in mind, much like we had yesterday. Right now, sunny, 74 in the city, 73 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Johnson. Come here. I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly!
Get in my belly!
Belly!
Fat bastard.
Taco Bell bringing back one of its crunchiest, cheesiest fan favorites, the Cheesy Street Chalupa, is on its way back to Taco Bell.
I have no idea how popular that was. Yeah.
Chuck sent it on Cheesy Street all morning long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look where I work.
Chuck, have you ever had a transfusion?
Of what?
It's golf's coolest cocktail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, this is sweeping golf courses around the nation.
Nope.
National Golf Foundation.
I like that.
38% jump in participation for the sport from 2019 to 2024. And the transfusion is basically making its round. It is made of vodka, ginger ale, grape juice, and a squeeze of lime with crushed ice. All right. So,
where can I get it now?
All right. Well, ask your
You have many minions there. Right. We're sure. Just ask one of the minions to get it for you this morning.
Send Pablo out. See if you can.
Raul.
Send Raul out. See if he can rustle one up for you.
We can find something. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Transfusions? We don't need no stinking transfusion.
Subway's offering a 40% discount on footlong subs.
Oh, particularly after D.C. That's right. A great idea.
Extra 5% if you promise not to throw it.
Yes.
Elsewhere, of course, by the way, tough news. A lot of golf news here today. At the Masters, they're closing down the Augusta Hooters.
Darren, really?
Yeah.
No.
And they used to have a spillover tent there and everything right outside the Masters.
Exactly what was spilling over.
That's where John Daly used to hang out.
You're right. John Daly used to hang out there and sell merchandise and at the Augusta Hooters. Seems like you're well familiar with the Augusta Hooters.
Whatever. I don't want to incriminate myself.
You just did.
I love that. I love
it. It was a guilty pause, as they say.
It was a pause, yes.
After nearly 60 years of service on 165 Main Street, the team at Chicken Ruth's celebrating a milestone birthday. So we want to say happy birthday to Chicken Ruth's Deli. Mm-hmm. Years ago, we broadcast the show live from Chicken Ruth's.
Yeah, I remember that.
Of course, best known for its unique culinary and cultural feats. It also has the colossal milkshake there, which is amazing. They also have, and I think it was featured on one of those television food shows years ago. They also have sandwiches named after politicians.
Yeah.
There's the Larry Hogan cheesesteak. The Ben Cardin Reuben is there. The William Donald Schaefer is still there on the menu. I'm looking to see if there is a sandwich named after Governor Tax Moore. The Marvin Mandel dog.
I think he has bologna on white bread.
It's probably a really tiny sandwich.
Bologna on pumpernickel, maybe. They got one for the Speaker of the House, Adrian Jones. Brian Frosch, grilled turkey Reuben, the Dutch Rupert's burger. Let's see. They got all sorts of stuff here. I don't see anything. Oh, they have the Lieutenant Governor Runa Miller sandwich. Let me see. I see the Mike Bush, Larry Hogan. Now, maybe I'm missing it, but I don't see it on the menu here today.
Maybe he wouldn't let them name a sandwich after him.
Yeah.
I don't. I may have missed it, but I don't see a sandwich named after Governor Tax Moore. We'll have to keep looking into this mystery now. But good stuff. By the way, I've been told by listeners, I didn't know because I haven't been back in a while, that somewhere there's a picture of me on the wall. Chicken Ruth's.
Oh, that's the one with the dartboard.
It probably has been defaced several times.
So is this person absconded by not paying his check? Soon you find him.
Yes, exactly.
It's a security camera picture, but a picture nonetheless.
I forgot to tell you, it was behind the register, so I don't know what that means. Obviously,
that's exactly what it means.
By the way, check this in from Charlie Gishler. You should know. Charlie Gishler at the State Highway. He says the State Highway Administration has postponed the planned concrete repair on northbound I-795 this weekend to accommodate the BMW Championship of Caves. Work will resume next weekend, weather permitting. If you can mention this, I would really appreciate it. I'm sorry, Charlie, we can't mention it.
Yeah. You know, those guys are smart. You can't be doing work when the PGA thing's going on, you know.
Yeah, but that's been going on.
I know, but they postponed it for this weekend because they're all parking in that area.
Oh, maybe it's just a big distraction.
Had a big delay at the tournament there yesterday because of the storms.
Yeah.
2 hour delay.
What happens if you're out on the course? I mean, that was some storm that came through.
Yeah, it was a bad storm.
I mean, and it came through all of a sudden. It's not like there's a lot of warning. What happens then, Chuck?
Well, they sound the horn and they get the players and they tell everybody immediately. I mean, you know, they give them plenty of notice, but you got to get everybody has to get out of the course. They pick the players up, take them back into the clubhouse. But Lee Trevino said one time, if you're smart, if you're a player, hold up a one iron because God can't even hit a one iron. True story.
Good one. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Right. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. And coming up next, a 13-year-old with 18 prior arrests and an ankle monitor gets busted in Baltimore City. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot coming up between 7 and 8 this morning. Anchorage, the big chat today, of course. The president and Putin get together. The risk, of course, the liberals are saying Putin's going to cast his magic on Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. We'll tell you what Putin wants and what he might get.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be what he thinks.
Also, the DOJ sub-launcher Boy, you talk about something that turned around kind of badly on somebody. This guy, he thought it was so clever. It turned out to be not very clever at all, and turned out to be a good way to get a shortcut to the unemployment line.
Indeed.
Yep. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Report of a new minor wreck southbound BW Parkway. They're reporting it near the ramp at Route 32. I just looked at the area. I don't see it. I don't see any backup from 197. There's not much of a problem south from Route 100, but a couple of vehicles may be there, possibly on the shoulder. Beltway still running okay. We're still recovering from late lifting construction that was at 95 and 895 at the city county line in Rosedale. Still some backing there, and now all of that traffic has finally caught up with itself, and now 895 is beginning to slow around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and 95 is slowing going towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel at about the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Today we start off warm and muggy and highs near 90, possible thunderstorm later this afternoon. The weekend weather Saturday will be cooler, and then we heat back up on Sunday as well. Right now we are at 73 and sunny in Middle River, 72 in Ellicott City. And a couple of stories here once again about ongoing crime, illegal alien crime, and also juvenile crime. A 13-year-old boy with 18 prior felony.
I thought it was, well, you said that story initially, and I thought you said an 18-year-old with 13.
No, no.
It's a 13-year-old with 18?
He's been apprehended again, this time for a series of armed carjackings and robberies that 13. Took place across Baltimore at the end of July. The latest incident was, police saw two males exiting their car, ran towards a victim's vehicle. She re-entered her car, but the suspects followed, entering her vehicle and striking her multiple times with unknown black object. The victim managed to reverse her car, prompting the suspects to flee the scene, and police were then able to pursue and apprehend the individual. Officials identified one of the suspects, 13-year-old boy, by using his ankle monitor GPS system, which placed him at the scene of the incident. Again, a 13-year-old, 18 priors on an ankle monitor, and again, this time armed carjacking and robbery. Who knows what, if any, kind of punishment there will be. But Mayor Scott is spending a lot of time this week defending the Baltimore crime rate. And then you have outrageous stories like this.
We have the fewest amount of homicides through this date on record. That's 50 years, a 50-year low. Maybe we are too far gone from the broken right-wing policies of zero-tolerance policing and all the things that did not make our city safer.
Yeah,
all the right-wing policies from all the times the Republicans were a mayor. Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, and again,
the Republicans ran the city council.
And
I remember that.
You can say a lot of things about Larry Hogan. Right-wing isn't one of them.
Wow.
And but even then, when he was governor, he had a Democrat supermajority. So this is on you. This is directly laid at the feet of the Democrats. And again, the people in Baltimore know it.
We need help.
Yeah.
Get the mayor to do a shot.
People don't even go out at night anymore. They don't want to walk to the park. We don't. Our business district does not service the residents of Federal Hill.
Camille Lawson, who was a victim of a carjacking recently in Baltimore City, says she knows the culprit. It's the so-called diversion program.
I heard about the diversion program that they've been having with youths. Basically, they're going in and coming out and going in and coming out without any consequence. And I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a classic example. 13-year-old with 18 priors on an ankle monitor still committing crimes.
Okay.
They don't even care because either they're really, really stupid, which may be the case, and he doesn't know they can track him to the scene of the crime with a GPS monitor, or they don't care. They don't care whatsoever. And she says that the reason is there are no consequences.
They have no real consequence. Because if you have an ankle monitor on, you don't care that you're at the location, GPS location of a crime, because you're going to get diverted and you're going to go in and you're going to come right back out and you're going to do it again.
And they are doing it again. He did it 18 times. Actually, 19.
My proposal is this should be like a punch card. That, or you're 13, you'll be tried as a juvenile. That's for the first 9 times. right? You fill out your punch card. Your punch card gets to number 10. Guess what? You're now tried as an adult.
Yeah. See,
I mean, a little facetious, but this should be a limit.
I know you're being, but the thing is, it should be the first time. The first time is when you have their attention. After that, with each successive arrest, they start losing respect for authority and respect for the system.
I have the punch card franchise.
Yeah. I bet you. That's why you're lobbying for it.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, it turned out we were right. The two arrested brothers in Patterson Park, the attack with the attempted murder with a screwdriver, the Rivero Aliando bros, they're illegal aliens. And once again, Baltimore is being basically overrun by juveniles and illegals.
I want people to come here and feel safe. This is not helping the situation, and this city won't address the issue.
No, they won't. And they won't address the sanctuary city issue, of course, and they won't address the juvenile issue. And the fun continues.
Yeah, and it does. Fun, quote, quote. Hey, listen, if you're trying to sell your home sometime this year, sometime this summer, now is a great time to get them listed, by the way. Think about selling your home in the shifting market. My number one recommendation is you talk with Vinny Steele. If you've tried selling your house by yourself and it didn't work, or you've tried through another agent and it didn't work, call Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert, makes buying and selling a home so simple. The real estate agent you choose, especially right now, matters. I strongly suggest you choose Vinny Steele. It is a wonderful job. I mean, listen to the testimonies. George says, wonderful job selling a home, even with a buyer issue. Michelle says, Vinny made selling my parents' property so simple. Well, with over 12,700 buyers in waiting, Vinny is able to sell your home about three times faster and for more money than the average agent using the latest marketing techniques. His upfront written guarantee is simple. He's going to sell your home at the agreed-on price and possession date, or he's going to buy it himself. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or VinnySteele.com.
Coming up next, Trump meets Putin in Alaska.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As President Trump's crackdown on crime in the District of Columbia continues, a top Justice Department official is discounting criticism and suggests crime statistics in Washington did not justify sending in National Guard troops. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon, says fact is crime is rampant in D.C.
In various places, there's shootings, carjackings, muggings, attempted robberies. I personally experienced an attempted robbery this week while walking near the White House. And what the president has done really gives our federal law enforcement ability to operate here and shut down the crime. And it means that people who are committing crimes here are going to face actual prosecution and not catch and release like we're seeing in so many cities around the United States.
Army Dillon's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Looking to end the war in Ukraine, President Trump optimistic going into today's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace. We'll see if they can get along. And if they can, it'll be great.
If today's Alaska meeting goes well, Mr. Trump expects at least one more to follow. Almost 2 million and counting. The number of illegal aliens, Homeland Security Secretary Noem says, have self-deported since President Trump took office. California Governor Newsom has a scheme aimed at getting the Democrats five more U.S. House seats. Voters will pass judgment on the redrawn congressional maps in November. Attorney General Bondi has named DEA Chief Terry Cole Emergency Police Commissioner of Washington, D.C. The D.C. Attorney General argues that Bondi's action is illegal. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features up 286 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning at 7:03. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just doing a routine check over on the Eastern Shore for fog. Didn't find anything there. Came back to the Toll Plaza area at Sandy Point, what used to be the Toll Plaza, eastbound Bay Bridge. And now we find there's a report of an accident on the span eastbound and reportedly in the left-hand lane. So very quick backup already from Whitehall Road through Oceanic Drive and through Sandy Point. Trying to get a look at that in the next report. But in the meantime, that's an early backup there for the traffic on the Bay Bridge on the eastbound side. The minor wreck on the BW Parkway. Didn't find it. Nothing there, at least so far, at Route 32. There's a minor wreck on the Beltway south of the BW Parkway, outer loop at 648, but it's on the left-hand shoulder. Not much of a problem right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk 73 degrees, and Ellicott City has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM. This news being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100 or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Two brothers facing attempted murder charges after stabbing near Patterson Park over the weekend. Police say security video from the ice cream shop Be More Licks captured part of the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivera Oliendo chasing and assaulting a 20-year-old man after a scooter collision. Investigators say Winston stabbed the victim with a screwdriver before the group they were with kicked him and ran him over with a motorcycle. Their brothers were arrested Monday after being spotted on scooters matching those seen in the video. Both brothers, by the way, in this country illegally. Three-alarm fire at the Twin Ridge Apartments has left more than 15 residents without a home. A Baltimore County fire official said flames were showing through the roof when the crew arrived. On Thursday afternoon, a partial stairwell collapse occurred inside the building. Cause is under investigation. Witnesses reported a loud lightning strike just before the fire began. U.S. Marshals Service is searching for 68-year-old Larry Bruce Twombly, who's been a fugitive for nearly 2 years after violating federal supervised release. Twombly was convicted in 2011 of receiving child porn. He served 12 years in prison before being placed on lifetime supervision. Investigators say he may try to disguise himself by dyeing his hair and has a history of staying in homeless shelters in Baltimore. He is described as around 5'11", 150 pounds, and is required to register as a sex offender. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 947. Pick 4, 1769. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Neither the rain nor the Mariners could stop the Orioles yesterday at Camden Yards.
And now Jackson punches one into center field. He's got an RBI for the second straight game. Johnson wheels in to score, and the Orioles have put up three.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson making a name for himself both at the bat and in the field. He had another outfield assist yesterday. Part of the Birds' 5-3 win. After the game, though, it seems as if manager Mancelino may have had a senior moment.
Who's your starter for tomorrow?
Who's our starter for tomorrow? Wow. I don't, who's in line?
Brandon Young.
Is that the, yeah, there's no, we're not changing anything. So whatever, I can't even think of where we're at right now after that game. So
at least I hope it was a senior moment. Ravens and Cowboys tomorrow night in Dallas, preseason game number two. Defense had some great moments against the Colts. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr said the message of creating turnovers is getting through.
And the offensive guys know that we're attacking it. We're coming for it. So even when they're not looking, even when they think the ball's put away, we're going to punt. We're going to punch. We're going to get 11 hats to the football and do that. So I think we've been more intentional about that as a coaching staff. I think it's been a direct reflection with our players.
Off the field, Ravens and Commanders have mutually agreed to cancel their joint practice next week. Practice was originally slated for August 21. Day two of the BMW Championship goes off at 9:21 this morning. Robert McIntyre atop the leaderboard at 8-under-62, finishing with a career-high 6 birdies. He tees off at 10:27. Xander Schauffele goes off at 11:54. Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy go late today, 1:38 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Phelps with some harsh words for USA Swimming. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every time I see this DOJ employee run from the police after he threw his sandwich at them, it's just hilarious. Yeah. It's just a. It just cracks me up.
And he was standing like a foot and a half from the guy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drusella, in for the vacationing Kristen Hager. Kristen will be back on Monday. Coming up in this hour, Melania sues Hunter for $1 billion. The sub-launcher we were just talking about in the latest on D.C. crime. But it's on. President Trump getting ready to depart for Alaska, be heading to Anchorage for a high-stakes meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Interesting. He brings a businessman's perspective to these kinds of negotiations, which is really distinctly different than somebody who grew up in government. They have a different way of negotiating things. They come in and say, what are the deliverables? What do we have? I mean, how do we approach this diplomatically? Trump simply says, look, this is not my deal. I'm here to broker a deal. If you guys are interested in having a deal brokered, I'm going to get the hell out of the way. If Putin comes in and says, well, you know, we're going to continue to say nice words to you and then bomb the hell out of Ukraine, then Trump's going to say, well, we're going to put sanctions on you like crazy, but we're going to stay out of the way.
Well, Putin was just trying to gain as much leverage as he can in any deal so he can then go up and grab a bunch of land only to give that back in some kind of deal, which he doesn't really want anyway. So that's what he's up to. But President Trump was criticized by others for holding it in Alaska. Neocon John Bolton said it was a mistake to hold in Alaska. President Trump is a devotee of history. Let me tell you why. As President Putin meets with President Trump today in Alaska, in 1867, Russia sold Alaska to the United States for $7 million. It's 2 cents per acre. It was called Seward's Folly at the time. The Russian treasury was exhausted from what? Do you recall why they had no money left?
Was it the war with Japan?
No, it was. You're right about the war. It was a war, but it was in Crimea.
Crimea.
That's right. Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, you don't think President Trump is intentionally throwing that in Putin's face? Because right now the Ukrainians have no troops left. They have nobody left to fight. And Russia's got no money because the money's going to dry up with the severe consequences if he doesn't cut a deal.
Yeah, Donald Trump was asked, said, do you want an immediate ceasefire?
I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting, but we have an idea of three different locations. And we'll be, including the possibility, because it would be by far the easiest, of staying in Alaska.
Yeah, they may just say, we'll stay here in Anchorage and we'll do everything from here. By the way, Sean, do you know the capital of Alaska?
Anchorage.
Is it Anchorage?
Isn't it? Maybe it's not. It's Juneau.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, it's Juneau. Thank you.
7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Zelensky looks like Joe Pesci.
The look I'm getting from this guy in the studio after that, I got to tell you.
That's right. You never know when he's actually being serious. In the middle of a serious discussion, who knows? Who knows when it goes off the tracks, off the rails?
Anytime.
Who knows when he's going to shave his head and come in the next day?
I don't know.
Looking like Lex Luthor.
It's all spontaneous.
What's he going to do about that stuff on his back?
I'm counting on you for that, Chuck.
We give it a complimentary case of Nair.
Let's get in a hot tub and we'll make it happen.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Okay, fine. Eastbound 50, still slow. The wreck was only there temporarily on the Bay Bridge, but it doesn't take much on a Friday morning for the traffic to back up. So the accident is gone. The span is clear again. Looking at the traffic right here at St. Margaret's and coming over from Whitehall Road. They're moving. It's still bunched up, but barring any new problems, we're going to clear out here in about 10 minutes or so through Oceanic Drive. There's no problem at all for the traffic westbound through that area. So far, I have not seen any fog. I looked up on 83. We had big fog up there yesterday and over on the eastern shore. No fog there. Beltway traffic is still running okay. 95 is still recovering. We had all that late lifting construction at the city-county line. So both the tunnels got a lot of that leftover traffic and were heavy southbound approaching 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm, muggy, typical August forecast, 90, possible thunderstorm later this afternoon. Right now, sunny, 74 in the city, 74 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday on the 90th anniversary of the Social Security Act, which was signed into law by FDR, President Trump also noting the occasion with a proclamation, and that proclamation included the vast majority of seniors receiving Social Security will pay zero tax on their Social Security benefits, the largest tax break for seniors in the history
of
our country.
That's amazing.
It is. And because he didn't stop the sales tax because of the way the bill went down,
right.
and because it was a rescission bill, you couldn't touch Social Security, but he did find a way to give seniors relief. But here's the really important part. He talked about the illegal aliens that were collecting on our Social Security, and they have now been discovered and kicked off.
Benefits we've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. It's making it strong.
Indeed it is. In addition to the illegal aliens, there are a bunch of people that were 120 to 160 years of age, still collecting. We obviously, their identities had been stolen on Social Security.
We cleared 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database over 120 years of age. Think of that. So we had 12.4 million names
where they were over 120 years old. Is that right? That's a hell of a statement. I have a feeling, Dan, that's not really going to... That really didn't happen, did it? So you have 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database that were over 120 years of age, meaning you were breaking records, because I've never heard of anybody at 125. There were nearly 135,000 people listed who were over 160 years old, and in some cases getting payments. So somebody's getting those payments, and we're after that.
Yeah. And hopefully they will find them and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. As to the D.C. crime crackdown, over 100 arrests, 45 individuals, 29 illegal aliens have been discovered and booted out of the country. You talked about the D.C. crime yesterday as well.
Concerning reports about crime statistics, police are manipulating crime data to downplay crime in D.C. Will the administration release its own crime statistics to counter their misinformation? And will those individuals who are intentionally misrepresenting crime data and fudging the books, like you said, be penalized for endangering the public?
They are under investigation right now. They are giving us phony crime stats, just like they gave other stats in the financial world. But they're phony crime stats. And Washington, D.C. is at its worst point, and it will soon be at its best point. You're going to have a very safe, you're going to have a crime-free city. I mean, I say that. You're going to have virtually a crime-free city. And these are strong men, but the criminals are strong men and women, but they're strong men. And these are people that don't play games. We're not playing games. These are criminals we're dealing with. And they treated people. They took one of the people that worked for us the other day. You saw the beating, the pounding. 10 against 1. And they pounded the hell out of him. He's lucky to be alive. He's barely, almost killed. And we're not going to have that happen.
Yeah. And that was Kara Castronova of Gateway Pundit asking that question. It was a great question, I thought. I firmly believe that the crime statistics are being massaged, manipulated, distorted in every city run by Democrats, including our own here in Baltimore. I'm convinced of that. Mira Bowser lobbying for statehood before she left to Martha's Vineyard, apparently on a family issue. And the president talked about, will there be statehood for D.C.?
Statehood is ridiculous. We want to straighten the place out. Statehood's ridiculous. It's unacceptable. It's the Democrats want it because the Democrats have, you know, about 95% in this little area. Even I didn't get it very much. They want that. They want to pick up 2 senators, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's the least of the reasons why.
Yeah. Yeah. As to the meeting today, this is the first meeting. Will there be a second meeting? That's the big question. And President Trump addressed that yesterday.
This meeting sets up the second meeting. The second meeting is going to be very, very important because that's going to be a meeting where they make a deal. And I don't want to use the word divvy things up, but, you know, to a certain extent, it's not a bad term, okay? But there will be a give and take as to boundaries, lands, et cetera, et cetera.
By the way, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed the United States is now moving to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Gee, I wonder what that's going to mean for the Council on American Islamic Relations, which was, again, very friendly with the Muslim Brotherhood. Appeals court has reversed the lower court's order allowing President Trump to cut billions in foreign aid payments. So that is good news. Big win for the president there as well. Day 207 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up, we'll tell you what new wrinkle Putin has introduced into today's meeting and much, much more here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Casey and Elliot in the morning.
Awfully clear. The drugs have worn off.
Rob Carson, midday.
Remember that Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney debacle?
Sean Hannity, afternoon.
Joe Biden partnered with the former Klansman.
Talk radio. WCBM.
7:23 right now, Friday morning. Talk radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I was hoping about 15 minutes ago I could tell you the backup towards the Bay Bridge has started to clear out. Well, it's actually gotten worse again. The heavy traffic now again starting around Whitehall Road through St. Margaret's eastbound. It was all because of an accident that occurred about a half an hour ago on the span. And now we started to back up again. I started looking at the traffic going on to the bridge with the first camera there right after Sandy Point. And they're moving and the traffic is really actually on the span with the lanes open, but because of the backup, it's just kind of plodding along. So we're backed up again back to Whitehall Road, and I would say from the tail end of this backup to get onto the bridge and across towards Kent Island, you might be looking at maybe 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer for the backup on the eastbound side. There's a new wreck in the city. I just heard the fourth medic unit arriving now. So heads up on the northwest side, North Avenue at Warwick Avenue in the western part of the city. There'll be a lot of police cars there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the weekend. Warm and muggy today. Chance of a thunderstorm. Highs near 90 and cooling off tomorrow, but heating back up on Sunday. Sunny, 76 in Ocean City, 74 in Millersville.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As the president heads to Alaska, those in the commentariat I decided to comment on his departure and his arrival in Alaska. Joe Scarborough, hardly a fan of Donald Trump, said that Putin's sudden interest in talking came because Donald Trump knew which buttons to push.
Remember, he was talking about 60 days, that Putin had 60 days to move toward a ceasefire or else there would be consequences. He shortened that to 10 days. Vladimir Putin, mm-hmm. who was not interested in talking about ceasefire, suddenly became interested in talking about a ceasefire. We're going to have that meeting.
Yeah, they are going to have that meeting.
Well, and also because President Trump is continues to say there will be severe consequences if Putin doesn't come to the table. And we're talking about severe sanctions on Russia's ability to sell oil to fuel the war machine, including cutting off India, which is one of their largest customers. So that's number one. Number two, Putin saying that, here's his quote from yesterday on Russian television, the United States was making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are of interest to all parties involved in this conflict, according to Reuters. And he also went on to say that there should be agreements in the area of control over strategic offensive weapons. It's the first time he's introduced that wrinkle into the mix.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Scarborough went on. He had, of course, the morning Mika Brzezinski sitting next to him, and they talked about exactly what they expected to have happen once they get to Alaska.
Yes, an end to this war is badly needed, but not an end to this war on Vladimir Putin's terms, or that again will be another humiliation for another American president.
You heard that at the very end. You heard Mika kind of pitching in, which was interesting to recognize that she knows Leonard Cohen's music so well. That she'd right away come out with that, as because that's perhaps one of his most famous pieces he ever wrote. You know, the song I'm talking about, the fourth, the fifth, the whatever, that song, the Oofda song. You know that song, don't you? All right, she doesn't have it ready yet. Tell me as soon as you do, Michelle, because this is very important. The whole show rests on your shoulders right now, Garm. So once you have that up, it's a song, Leonard Cohen. You got that? Oh, you got it. Oofda. So here you go. Oofda. The original lyrics. Oofda. Oofda. Not a lot of people know that. Leonard Cohen wrote his song originally as a tribute to Minnesotans everywhere. Yeah. Oofda. So it's nice to hear Mika kind of pitching in with her knowledge of Leonard Cohen music. Oof, duh.
Let's hope they don't do that today at the meeting between Trump and Putin, because that'll send it right off the deep end, as they say, folks. All right, coming up after the 7:30 news.
Putin's ready to say, yeah, that's right, you hoser, let's get this done, eh?
Sub-launcher and the D.C. crime. We'll take a look at that. Melania suing Hunter Biden coming up a little bit later on. We'll talk with a Frederick talk show host, Jen Charlton, about the potential Hogan run at the top of the hour. Still to come, wait till you hear what APL, Congresswoman Anna Paulina, said that she has uncovered in the UFO files.
Wow.
We've got that for you coming up a little bit later on as well. So keep that in mind. And the latest on Newsom and some of the lunatics out in California. Boy, that was a real clown show there yesterday. Law Offices Michael A. Freeman want me to remind you that if you're involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. So many people try to do this on their own. And why is that? Well, human nature, you're always trying to save a buck, right? And so why pay the attorney, a percentage of the either the settlement or the litigation award or whatever? Because they're knowledgeable, they're experienced, they've been doing this for 40 years. You try to do this on your own, you kind of screw up your case. It happens more frequently than not, Michael tells me, that people fatally injure their case and he can't even resurrect it. He can't help them. So just call Michael from the get-go. 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com, and tell him I told you to call. It is 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks again, Sean. U.S. Marshal Service searching for 68-year-old Larry Bruce Twombly, who's been a fugitive for nearly 2 years after violating a federal supervised release. Twombly, convicted in 2011 of receiving child porn. He served 12 years in prison before being placed on lifetime supervision. He may try to disguise himself, so say investigators, by dyeing his hair. He has a history of staying in homeless shelters here in Baltimore. He is described as around 5'11", 150 pounds, and is required to register as a sex offender, which he has yet to do. Police are investigating a series of burglaries in Baltimore's Mount Washington neighborhood, where doorbell camera footage shows a suspect clearly, but state law is preventing the use of facial recognition technology to identify him. The man is described as having glasses and dreadlocks, wearing a black puffy coat and blue jeans. Council member Yitzi Schleifer says the restriction is tying investigators' hands and argues changes could help solve more crimes. Most of the break-ins have happened within a mile of each other, and a $2,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Baltimore has agreed to a $152.3 million award in its opioid lawsuit against drug makers McKesson and Cencora, raising the city's total settlements from pharmaceutical companies to about $580 million. The decision follows a judge's ruling that reduced the jury's original $266 million award, giving the city until August 22nd to accept or face a new trial. This is an odd one. A horse walked away uninjured after falling through a wooden plank in Reisterstown. Happened yesterday morning, sending first responders there on a mission. A crew had to find and then use a special crane to bring the large animal to safety. The horse is fine, by the way. 7:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Pick three lottery number, and oh, it's a 947. Your pick 41769. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we're back at the Bay Bridge, and the pace, at least at Oceanic Drive and getting up onto the main span, eastbound has picked up a little bit, a little better speed now, but because of all the earlier problems we had with a wreck that happened right at the top of the hour, it backed us up, and we're still slow at Whitehall Road. Everybody's moving, but just keep in mind, of course, it's only two lanes on the eastbound side. So right now, east from Ritchie Highway, from Baydale Drive, you'll have some brake lights as you get over into the area at Whitehall Road. There's another new wreck in the city, northeast side, Bel Air Road at Moravia Road. Pretty bad wreck on the west side at North Avenue at Warwick Avenue. Latest report said four medic units on the scene there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles playing small ball in the rain yesterday at Camden Yards and came away with a 5-3 win over the Mariners, taking the series 2-1 behind Tomo Sugano, who lasted 5 1/3 before the rain. His team leading 10th win of the year. It's the first time all season the right-hander has won back-to-back games. Manager Mancelino on Sugano after the game.
Pretty good. I mean, no runs, throwing strikes, good velocity, good split, good command. I mean, he was good. You know, we can't.
Third baseman Jordan Westberg echoed the thought in the post-game interview on Masson.
Sugano's been awesome. Been a godsend for us. You know, I know the season hasn't gone exactly the way we wanted to, but been really proud and pleased with the way our starters have gone out there and competed. You know,
Birds in Houston for the first of three tonight against the division-leading Astros. Brandon Young, looking for his first win, takes the hill at 8:10 p.m. Ravens brass excited to see what punt returner LaJonte Wester can do for an encore Saturday night in Dallas. One coach who wasn't surprised what he did against the Colts last week was running back coach Willie Taggart, who was his head coach at Florida Atlantic University.
Tell you what was cool about the other night was that day LaJonte and I were sitting in a meeting and I asked him, I was like, so what do you think about the city? What do you think about Baltimore? He's like, coach, I'm going to introduce myself to the city tonight. And so when he got that punt return, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Baltimore native and greatest swimmer of all time, Michael Phelps, dropping a bombshell on U.S. swimming yesterday, calling out the organization yet again in a lengthy 5-page statement on Instagram. Phelps saying, quote, as a dad to four young boys, it pains me to say that I'm not sure I'd want my sons to be a part of this sport at a competitive level. The 23-time Olympic gold medal winner referenced money as being a factor in USA swimming's decline. He accused the organization of poor operational control and poor leadership. Head coach Mike Loxley at Maryland a bit defensive the other day in College Park when asked, coming off of a 4-8 mark a year ago and losing 8 of 9 in the Big Ten, is this where he thought the program would be in year 7 after coming on board in 2019?
Yeah, that's a unique question that I've thought about often, because when you look at a year ago, it makes you question and ask yourself the tough questions. And, you know, I doubt that there'd be very few people that have been around here since I got here in 2019. that would have a hard time saying that the program isn't better than it was when I got here in 2019.
However, Maryland, coming off five straight losses to close out the season a year ago, picked 16th of 18th in a conference preseason poll. Finally, at the BMW Championship, Robert McIntyre shot a rain-soaked 8-under-62 out at Caves yesterday to put himself atop the leaderboard after round one of the BMW Championship. Tommy Fleetwood, 3-back, Scotty Scheffler, 4-back, and it all tees off this morning at 9:21. The time now is 7:37. When we return, you gotta beat the best to be the best.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Maybe a little quick to look ahead here, but, you know, Lamar's kryptonite has been the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Never beaten them. Never beaten Patrick Mahomes. Playoffs, not playoffs, etc. And the question is, you know, you got to beat the best to be the best. And most pundits right now are predicting the Ravens have moved ahead of the Chiefs in the American Football Conference and are Super Bowl favorites in the AFC. So the question remains, can Lamar actually beat Patrick Mahomes?
Well, last year was the Bills. That turned out to be the kryptonite. What's his record against the Bills, do we know?
Well, that's a good question. He lost to the Bills in the playoffs on that interception at the goal line.
Right.
Lost the playoffs last year. Well, he beat the Bills at M&T Bank last season in the regular season.
Right, I'm talking about playoffs.
Right. I think he's 0-2.
But he's never beaten the Chiefs ever.
No.
Okay.
Regular or playoffs. Right. So right now, I would say, I mean, you could look at the roster and do the paper and all that. But until you beat them, you haven't beaten them.
Right.
So you got to beat them.
Yeah.
So week one against Buffalo, week four against Kansas City, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah. By week four, we should know.
The season will be over by week four.
4-0, 2-2, 0-4. What are you thinking?
If they're 2-2 and losses to Buffalo and Kansas City, the season's over.
Okay. You heard it there?
That's a little presumptuous.
Okay, that's Gary's. They could run the table after that. Who knows?
They'll be 3-1 after 4 weeks. There you go.
Who will they lose to?
We're going to split the baby. They're going to lose to Kansas City. Okay. They're going to beat Buffalo on opening night.
Kansas City at home?
No, it's on the road.
It's on the road? Okay.
It's always on the road. Yeah. What are you kidding me? Baltimore! We got a chip on our shoulder.
That's right. All right, Gary, thanks so much. 7:39, 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. A man charged with throwing a Subway sandwich at a federal agent in D.C. was arrested and immediately charged with a felony assault. A lot of people criticizing that, but Judge Jeanine Pirro, a now U.S. attorney in D.C., says she's not messing around. And this guy, well, he effed around and found out.
So President Trump has vowed to make D.C. safe and beautiful again. And as part of his effort to fight crime, he's bringing in our federal law enforcement partners like FBI, ATF, DEA, or Park Police, everybody to help the Metropolitan PD fight crime. And the president's message to the criminals was, if you spit, we hit. Well, we didn't quite do that the other night when an individual went up to one of the federal law enforcement officers and started jumping up and down, screaming at him, berating him, yelling at him. And then he took a Subway sandwich about this big and took it and threw it at the officer. He thought it was funny. Well, he doesn't think it's funny today because we charged him with a felony, assault on a police officer. And we're going to back the police to the hilt. So there. Stick your Subway sandwich somewhere else.
I love her. We then find out 37-year-old Sean Charles Dunn is a DOJ trial attorney. And Pam Bondi said,
he was.
Right. If you touch any law enforcement officer, we will come after you. I just learned the defendant worked at the DOJ no longer. Not only is he fired, he's been charged with felony. This is an example of the deep state we've been up against for 7 months as we work to refocus the DOJ. Bondi crowed about the number of arrests being made in D.C.
We've made 156 arrests. 27 firearms have been seized. Child pornographic material has been seized. Over 200 fentanyl pills taken off the street. A homicide suspect with a firearm.
And she named the DEA's head, Terry Cole, as the D.C. Emergency Police Commissioner. Terry Cole is now has the powers of a police chief in D.C. She went on to slam who she says are the culprits for D.C. crime.
An extremely divisive city council. You have liberal judges. You have no cash bail, as you said. You have juveniles running rampant over this city. And you have a Metro Police Department. They want to do their jobs.
President Trump says this is not just confined to our nation's capital.
Crime is rampant in D.C. It's rampant in our generally blue-run cities, and they've got to do something about it.
Yeah, and now we find out that, again, we kept hearing that violent crime is a 30-year low, 30-year low. We heard Hillary Clinton said it, Senator Patty Murray said it. We find out last month NBC confirmed that an MPD police commander had been placed on leave after he was accused of doctoring crime statistics. And the head of the Fraternal Order of Police in D.C., Greg Pemberton, said, when our members respond to the scene of a felony offense, where there is a victim reporting that a felony occurred, inevitably there will be a lieutenant or a captain that will show up on that scene, direct those members to take a report for a lesser offense. So instead of taking a report for a shooting or a stabbing or a carjacking, they'll order that officer to take a report for a theft or an injured person to the hospital or felony assault, which is not the same type of classification. But wait, it gets worse. So if you charge a criminal with offenses, for example, assault with a deadly weapon, a bat, or assault with a deadly weapon with a gun, and you change that to felony assault, it avoids both the MPD and the FBI from reporting that as violent crime. And that's what's going on in D.C. I suspect that's what's going on here in Baltimore as well.
Sure, they're going to jimmy the numbers to make themselves look good.
Absolutely.
Although it could just be that the godlike presence of our current governor took care of all of these issues.
Yes.
Because it was bad before him.
And, you know,
shut up. And
Batman and Robin. Robin is Brandon Scott, and Governor Taxmore is Batman.
It's such a special moment for all of us. 743, and we're part of history. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship. John W. Brown docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. The Bay Bridge traffic still slow. They had a wreck about 45 minutes to an hour ago on the main span. Backed us up through the area at Sandy Point. We're still slow from Whitehall Road. So if you're traveling east to Ritchie Highway, when you get to Baydale Drive, and just beyond that, it's going to be slow, and it's a slow pace. Two lanes are open eastbound. See the green arrows, so we're all good. Three lanes are open westbound. But right now, 15 to 20 minute extra delay for the traffic eastbound coming over from Whitehall Road. On the upper end of I-97, that morning backup is also there, but that's the usual stuff right at Route 32. Nothing major on the Beltway. City Police busy with the wreck. Four medic units were there. North Avenue at Warwick on the west side. Then they had a wreck at Belair Road at Moravia Road. Cruise back to 1942. You'll enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. It's on September 13th, you'll cruise, relax, explore, and history and machinery will come alive that day. Keep in mind the ticket sales will end on September 6th, so do it today, sjohnwbrown.org. That's going to be a great time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, muggy today, chance of a shower, highs near 90. Things cool off a little bit Saturday, heating back up on Sunday. Right now, sunny, 75 in Dundalk, 76 in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner of a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant today, Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Now that I'm retired, I'm available to become Chuck's intern.
Oh,
well, that's so special.
Are you willing to relocate?
Yeah, I figure I could pass out on his couch.
Everyone, you know what? It's pretty crowded there because there are a lot of people who've passed out on his couch, including Chuck.
I think there was a bad connection here because somebody who's just talking has obviously lost their damn mind.
I can make it there by Monday morning.
No, you can't.
Well, you're
going to be in the new the Baker County Alcatraz up there just west of Gainesville.
That's right. Yeah, they're starting another one.
Think about it. You think about it.
Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Boss Chuck.
All right. Here we go.
For mentioning that.
Story one. A D.C. district judge has ruled that President Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi may not use bulldozers to clear homeless encampments. In Washington, which they've been doing over the last 2 days, the judge ruled that it destroys the homeless's personal belongings and that there are other ways to remove the homeless. Story two, Chinese researchers are developing the world's first humanoid robot capable of simulating pregnancy. The prototype expected to launch in 2026. And story three, the Royal Ballet School has announced plans to employ more plus-sized ballerinas. And apparently troubled waters on Swan Lake. The Royal Ballet is introducing same-sex dance partners to create, they're deeming, new audiences. In other words, the lead in Swan Lake in the future could be a dude. And a plus-sized one.
That means they have to take out the first three rows.
Chuck, there's hope for you in a tutu yet.
Maybe.
Well, it would justify you wearing it every day.
I never could appear in a ballroom, though. That's the problem.
All right.
There really is no ballroom.
Is this story one?
Got it. We got it.
District judge says you can't bulldoze homeless encampments in D.C. Story two, China unveils the world's first pregnancy simulating humanoid robot. Or story three, Royal Ballet to feature plus-sized ballerinas. Michelle, you get to go first.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with number two because I've seen the humanoids, but I don't think they're working on the pregnancy part.
Okay. One for two. Bruce?
District judge saying no bulldozers. There are other pieces of construction that could be used, I suppose. But, yeah, I think that's probably a true story. The Royal Ballet. I imagine this is really a ploy to get more.
Imagine the guy that has the lift.
Yeah.
The plus-sized ballerina. Well, if you're a hernia physician in the UK, boy, you're going to be in business.
Yeah. And apparently, the Chinese are actually working on this simulated pregnancy doll. They have it asking for ice cream.
It's
and
an adult. It's a humanoid robot.
That's right. Yeah. So
which one are you choosing?
I'm choosing two.
All right. Bruce goes for two, like Michelle. Chuck. Or boss, Chuck, rather.
One, please.
Chuck goes for story one, and Kurt in Edgewater.
Yeah, I always go with my boss, number one.
All right, Kurt goes for number one with the boss, who he will be admiring from his couch soon. Story three, the Royal Ballet to feature plus-sized ballerinas. That is a true story. Can't imagine the visual on that, folks. Okay? Swan Lake will be turning into Crane Lake. Who knows? Story one. The district judge ruling that President Trump and A.G. Bondi cannot use bulldozers to clear homeless encampments. That is our fake news story of the day.
Is it really?
Chuck and Kurt are victorious today. The two of you plan a celebration together?
Chuck's the man.
I told you. Yeah. Well, follow me. Now you're gone for 30 days, so we'll see you later.
At least we think he's a man.
I'll be there Monday morning.
Wow.
We're talking bro code here, I think. Yeah. Yes. Serious bro code.
I still can't get
Chuck
over China.
Chuck is dreading. How the hell do I get out of this?
No. Well, I'm just figuring how to get out of it without getting fired.
All right, Kurt, we'll put you in a hole until you get your prize just
bye
a second.
Bye.
Thanks for playing. 7:50. 10 minutes for the hour here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Low spark of high heel boys. Classic, man. Coming up, next half hour, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jen Charlton from WFMD out in Frederick joins us, talking about the potential Hogan run. I mean, what else is he going to do with this camper?
Yeah, well, he said Hogan run, not a Hoagie run, because he starts salivating as soon as he hears Hoagie run.
I know. So. I mean, well, look, Chuck is quite willing to go and pick
when
up
those pieces. When he saw that guy throw the sub.
What a waste. Say, truly.
What a waste, absolutely. That's like a cardinal
what
sin.
What a waste.
Yeah.
I wept. I openly wept.
What's the worst sub in the world, Chuck?
I don't know.
The one that fills it for him.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
You know, one of these days, when it's the last day,
that was a compliment.
It was?
It was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, get the hell out of here. You don't know anything about that. Attacking me from all sides. Shut up.
95.
Let me go back here. A little decorum now. 95 South, backed up right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 10-minute delay going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895, not too bad. About O'Donnell Street right now. So that's under 10 minutes for the traffic on 895. The only slowing on the Beltway, northeast side, right at Hartford Road. And it's slow as you're coming up the hill eventually towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I really did. I wept. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This Perfectly is Danny Manoff time. From Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy and highs near 90, possible thunderstorm this afternoon. Sunny 74 right now in Columbia, and it is 74 in Ellicott City.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hunter Biden sitting down with some YouTube doodle talking about how the Trumps met, and he spun a story.
Okay, well, they knew each other well. They spent an enormous time together. According to his biographer, is that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania. That's how Melania and the First Lady and the President met.
Really? Yeah. Epstein made the intro.
Yeah, according to Michael Wolff. Yeah. And so I only can go by what people are saying, and I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know, like, exactly, but that's what he's presuming happened. But what if it wasn't what happened?
Hunter Biden was on a YouTube show just yesterday, perhaps, and he said... In response
to whether or not he would apologize to Melania, who has now filed a billion-dollar lawsuit against him?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, the problem for him, by the way, from Jonathan Turley's mouth, is that the Melania is suing for bundles of bucks, bundles and boodles of bucks, and he doesn't have them anymore. And his bubble art isn't selling very well anymore now that his dad no longer has people he really wants as contributors who are going to get their contribution plus a piece of junk art they can put in the basement. So he has no money with which to do this. He's actually had to fire some of his other attorneys and end some of his other lawsuits because he can't pay anybody.
in the notice letter, they said they'll be seeking $1 billion. And I can say right now without discovery, he doesn't have it. That's a lot of paintings that he would have to move. And their value has gone down dramatically since his father left office. The fact is that the First Lady has succeeded in getting multiple news outlets to retract this story. They really go after the source, this author named Wolf, who's been repeatedly challenged in terms of the accuracy of things that he has written about the Trump family, the Trump administration.
Yeah, and the problem for Hunter Biden is, if he's taking information from a source he knows to be inaccurate, what will his legal liability be? Obviously, Melania Trump and the Trump family figures that his responsibility is rather substantial. We'll see how that plays out. So that is the big news out of the Hunter Biden camp. And Sean, it seems to me that we should always be checking out what's happening with the real people of the world. For example, what's happening in Podunk, Kentucky? I wondered this all morning long. Podunk.
Hi, y'all. It's time for Appalachia Word of the Day. The word of the day is fascinating. I think I'm gaining too much weight because I had 9 buttons and I could only fascinate.
There you go. The Appalachian Word of the Day from Podunk, Kentucky. Sean.
Oh, boy.
What I bring to the table.
One wonders. Not even fit for scraps for the dog. By the way, I want to correct the record. The Ravens did defeat Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah. In September 19, 2021, the Ravens 36, the Chiefs 35 in a regular season game.
Yeah.
They've not defeated them in the playoffs. But in a regular season game, they won. According to one of our eagle-eared listeners, this is Wade. He says, guys, Lamar does hold one win against KC. Owe forced a fumble to seal the win. Google it. We did. And you're right. Okay, so we sit corrected.
My understanding is that people were going to Kansas City to play, right? Because they have some pretty little women there.
Yeah. And are you going to get yourself one?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, you didn't finish
the
lyric there.
It's all right. Mrs. Elliott's in St. Louis right now. I can say that stuff.
Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They're great for interior and exterior electric wiring, landscaping, you name it. They can do anything. Ceiling fans or having issues with your electric for any reason, call Tim Kyle. But they also branch out to heating and ventilation and air conditioning. And right now, the focus is on AC. Your AC bills are really, really high. Maybe your AC is not operating efficiently. Maybe you need refrigerant. Maybe you need your air filter change. Maybe you need some maintenance, which mine did need. And I've noticed my bills have gone down pretty significantly when everybody else's are skyrocketing. So make sure that your AC unit is operating efficiently and properly first and foremost. And then we have all deal with electric rates. That comes later. But call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or you can check him out at timkylecompany.com. Also, get your maintenance schedule for your heat pump or your forced air furnace coming up for the winter months as well.
By the way, next hour, we have a quote from Mayor Scott that's going to amaze you when it comes to the Baltimore Sun. Just hang in for that. And Senator John Kennedy on the Democrats, that and more.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The man who perfected the art of the deal could be on the verge of clinching one of the biggest deals of his political career so far. President Trump, who meets today with Russia's Vladimir Putin, believes that both Russia and Ukraine are ready to lay down their arms.
The president sees his summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin as the first step toward ending the war.
I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace.
But he says peace would likely require at least a second meeting involving Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself.
European leaders are concerned that Zelensky is not being represented in today's meeting in Alaska. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Democrat power grab in one of the bluest of blue states.
In California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom said his state will hold a November 4th special election to seek approval of redrawn districts intended to give Democrats five more U.S. House seats and a counterpunch to undercut any gains in Texas.
Where Republicans stand to gain five congressional seats as a result of redistricting there, that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. They say you can't go home again. Not true. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says close to 2 million illegal aliens have self-deported since President Trump took office in January. On the verge of becoming a hurricane, Tropical Storm Erin has its sights set on Puerto Rico and the Leeward Islands.
It's too early to tell what areas might or might not get impacted by Erin, and people along the east coast of the United States should at least keep an eye on it, even though at the moment the forecast track is still well offshore at day five.
And that's Jack Bevin keeping an eye on the storm at the National Hurricane Center. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed so far. The Dow futures are up 257 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Friday morning at 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Another big delay on the Capitol Beltway. They're just in the process now of clearing a wreck that had debris on the roadway. Outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. It was just a minor wreck, but it had a lot of debris on the highway. And right now, they're in the process of getting the last vehicle off to the right side. In the meantime, we're backed up back beyond River Road and backed up towards the ramps at 495 and back towards the ramps at 270. So a big delay coming around past the Mormon Temple and a big backup as well on the inner loop for the traffic crossing the Potomac over on the northwest side of D.C. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Glen Burnie has 71 degrees, same temp at Ellicott City, 71 there. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Two brothers are facing attempted murder charges after a stabbing near Patterson Park over the weekend. Police say security video from the ice cream shop Be More Licks captured part of the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and assaulting a 20-year-old man after a scooter collision. Investigators say Winston stabbed the victim with a screwdriver before the group kicked him and ran him over with a motorcycle. Brothers were arrested Monday after being spotted on scooters matching those seen in the video. And from what we understand, both brothers are here in this country illegally. A three-alarm fire at the Twin Ridge Apartments has left more than 15 residents without a home. Baltimore County fire officials say flames were showing through the roof when the crews arrived Thursday afternoon, and a partial stairwell collapse occurred inside the building. The cause is under investigation. Witnesses reported a loud lightning strike just before the fire started. Multiple pets rescued, although at least one dog died. No injuries were reported. U.S. Marshals Service is searching for 68-year-old Larry Twombly, who's been a fugitive for nearly 2 years after violating federal supervised release. Twombly was convicted in 2011 of receiving child porn. He served 12 years in prison before being placed on lifetime supervision. Investigators say he may try to disguise himself by dyeing his hair. He has a history of staying in homeless shelters in Baltimore. He is described as about 5'11", 150 pounds, and is required to register as a sex offender. Maryland tax-free week winding down. Folks can still purchase clothing and shoes that are up to $100 or less without paying the sales tax. It also eliminates the sales tax on backpacks up to $40. Tax-free week continues through tomorrow. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick three, lottery number 947. Your pick 41769. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Burnsy got a 5-3 win over the Mariners in the heat yesterday at Camden Yards and the rain. They head to Houston today for a three-game set with the division-leading Astros. Now, before the game yesterday, the team unveiling its plans to celebrate the 30th anniversary of 21-31 with a star-studded lineup to be in attendance, including four MLB Hall of Famers. They'll all gather to remember the night.
Cal has homered in each of the first two games in the series. Took one off Jim Abbott 2 nights ago. Mark Holzer last night. He clobbers it to deep left field.
Ah, yes, the great Mel Proctor with the call on Home Team Sports. Cal homering on September 5, 1995, the night of 21-31, right here at Camden Yards. Rain interrupted the BMW Championship yesterday out of Caves Valley and Owings Mills, but it didn't deter Robert McIntyre, shooting a rain-soaked 8-under-62 to put himself atop the leaderboard. Tommy Fleetwood 3-back and Scotty Scheffler in third is 4-back. Speaking of Scheffler, by the way, this comment when asked Wednesday about his participation in the Ryder Cup next month.
I love it. It's always talking about the Ryder Cup. It's for the BMW Championship.
All right, audio not great there, but he said, hey, let's take one thing at a time. I'm here at Caves Valley to play in the BMW Championship. And finally, a mea culpa on my part. Yes, indeed. Lamar did beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs back in 2021. Texter was right. 36-35 was the final, scoring 12 points in the final frame to win it, including the playoffs. Lamar's record, and here it is for the record. Lamar 1-5 all time, including the playoffs, against the KC Chiefs. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's got the most at stake in Dallas? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the story broke yesterday morning just as we were signing off that former Governor Lockdown Larry put something up on social media about his campaign RV.
Yeah.
Wondering if he, 15,000 miles, mostly in Maryland, barely used, whether
never
he would,
slept in.
Never slept in, whether he'd sell it or whether he would fire it back up for another campaign run. And that has caused a lot of speculation. Governor Moore has responded. He said, come on, like, bring it on. Mm-hmm. Joining us now from WFMD in Frederick, where she hosts the show Telling It Like It is Jen Charlton. Good morning, Jen.
Morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So what are you hearing?
Oh, my goodness. You just can't make this up. He really thinks he's got another shot. The arrogance of this guy is stunning. first of all, you know, the whole fire up the vehicle thing is so fraught with, can we remember the past? I mean, that image of him in a bus does not erase the damage and harm this guy did to us. And I have been battling one of these guys, Maryland politics, Ryan Miner, who just carries water for Hogan on this, and more will be coming out. But I want to say something. I was at Miss Maryland in 1985, and I'm a really old lady, right? But back in 1985, I stood up for this state, and I represented us nationally. And it was such an honor. And to see what they have done to our state is heartbreaking. So we have to take back our state. And Larry Hogan is the last answer to solve this problem. Westmore has decimated what Larry started when he locked us down, shut us down. Remember the masks on the kids?
Right.
My child was 8 years old at the time.
Couldn't go to school.
He was curled up in a ball on the front seat of my seat.
Yeah, couldn't go to school, couldn't worship. He was arresting. He put six state troopers on people ordering sandwiches in Havre de Grace or Aberdeen, whichever it was. He also basically threatened Dan Cox with arrest if he showed up and spoke in public in defiance of his lockdown orders.
Yeah, by the way, in all fairness to him, though, Jen, your child couldn't go to church, but your eight-year-old could go to strip clubs.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you can't make it up. And the fact that they... Remember the 800 number?
Yeah.
To turn in your buddies,
yes,
your friends, and your neighbors if they violated his executive order? I mean, this is communism.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And this is, but this is the prevailing political wisdom of so-called Maryland political leaders, that if it's Westmore versus Larry Hogan, you got a progressive Marxist versus a center-left Democrat. Which do you prefer?
Well, and I would argue he's not even a center-left Democrat. He's convinced people that's true, but his actions are not that. And, you know, we have to do better in terms of fighting the narrative and the establishment mentality of the Republican Party that says, let's just have Larry. He did a good job for us. Look at all the money he brought in. Let's talk about the overages of the money. You know, he talks about his $5 billion that he left Westmore. A lot of that was tainted COVID money.
Yeah, it was money that came in, not because of something he had done, but because of something that occurred at the federal level.
I want to talk about also the criticism that I got yesterday on X, and I think Jen saw it as well, regarding the Maryland GOP and what Larry did or did not do. We'll talk about that. We're with Jen Charlton, WFMD, talk show host, telling like it is. She's on Saturday mornings, and we'll talk with Jen more about that in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
A little better now, heading to the Bay Bridge on 50 eastbound. We're looking at Baydale Drive, and then we're looking over at Whitehall Road. A lot better than it was 40 minutes ago. It's a little bit slow through Oceanic Drive and getting onto the main span, but the pace much better than it was back before 8 o'clock this morning. Now, the big wreck on the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, that has cleared now, but the backup is still there. We're backed up around the area of the Mormon Temple, 270 southbound, getting on to the Capitol Beltway, also has a delay through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm and muggy today, highs near 90, possible thunderstorm. Saturday's cooler, Sunday we heat back up again. Right now, sunny, 77 in Annapolis, 75 in Ellicott City. On our hotline is Jen Charlton, talk show host, telling like it is a WFMD in Frederick. We're talking about Larry Hogan floating a potential run again for governor. And, you know, yesterday I was on X, you were too, and we were talking about, you know, what Larry Hogan does not represent, and that is leadership in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
He failed to grow the Maryland Republican Party. The drive for five failed miserably. And then I got the response from this gentleman that hides behind Maryland politics, whatever it is, saying basically, well, the Maryland GOP is basically a circular firing squad, not Larry's fault. not Larry's job to lead the party. I think if you're the titular head, Jen, of the Maryland GOP, it does fall on you to grow the party and to, you know, and try to keep the party together.
Oh, absolutely. You're a leader or you're not a leader. If you're the Republican governor, oh, by the way, he was the head of the Governors Association, so he was good enough to be governor, you know, leadership at the national level, but he couldn't possibly take responsibility for his failures to bring up the party in Maryland. But, you know, the notion that that the Democrats run Maryland is really born out of some of these narratives that the GOP themselves forward. So if we think we can't win, we will be right. His down ballot coattails were terrible. We lost seats under Larry Hogan because he didn't care about anybody else but Larry Hogan.
Yeah. A supermajority became much more of a supermajority after Hogan's second term, which, again, you can't veto anything because the Democrats have the votes to override everything that you would do as a... and that's his legacy, whether you like it. Plus, the fact that, okay, you don't like President Trump, I get it, but, I mean, the whole idea was to rally. And look, you know, President Trump has won, not once, but twice, on an American First agenda, something that he never embraced, and he made sure. And then the stuff he said about Dan Cox, calling him a QAnon whack job and stuff like that, I think he is probably one of the most divisive figures in Republican Party history.
Jen, I would think, actually, if you take a look at the history of Larry Hogan, he had, in my view, one primary task as a Republican, and that was to solidify and grow the number of Republicans representatives in Annapolis, the drive for five. That was a spectacular failure. It didn't work because he didn't care. I mean, truly, he didn't care. He had the people he was quite willing to work with. They had D's behind their name. That didn't bother him. It was his agenda, not the Republican agenda. And for me, that's when everything went south on him. That I had a mild acquaintanceship with him under Bob Ehrlich. But this is the moment where it went south. Like, really? That's where we are. You have one task: grow the party. He left the party weaker than when he went in.
Well, this whole thing with Dan Cox, I worked on that campaign, and I know Dan very, very well. Dan is a phenomenal human being. He's imperfect, as we all are. But for Larry to have called him those childish names was so poor form for a governor. And yet he accuses Trump of saying such things. You know, you can't make it up. So when Dan challenged Hogan on the unconstitutionality of his mandates masking, you know, shutting these children down in out of schools, the harm that they did to the children through the lack of education and the impact is profound and lasting. But Dan Cox stood up against that and said, we're not taking it anymore. He represented millions of us here in Maryland and across the country. So what he did was very heroic. And I applaud him, and I asked him to run. He was my delegate at the time. But I like Kelly, but I could not have more Hogan. And many, many of us felt that way. Now here we are again looking at more Hogan. It's just not acceptable. So who is the person who can stand up for Maryland values, left, right, or center? Because at the end of the day, in Baltimore City, the black community, the Asian community, the Russian community, whatever community you choose, they want family, faith, and freedom. They want the same thing you and I want. We're not different, despite what Hogan will say and despite what Wes Moore will say.
Let's look at some of the names then. So we got John Myrick, who's filed, and I know you've helped him out a little bit on his campaign. Ed Hale, who may run as a Republican, we don't know yet. We keep hearing the name of Dr. Jeff Wolford. He ran as the running mate with Kelly Schultz last time out. And there are some people that are saying that he may get into the race. We still don't know what Dan Cox is going to do. There's this Carl Brunner of Carroll County who's listed, and Kevin Rhodes of Baltimore City. So those are your choices right now. Anything jump out of you as somebody who's capable of beating Governor Tax Moore in a gubernatorial election?
Well, let me just say in preface to that, because it's a great question, the dynamics are shifting under us right now. Election fraud happened. We have the data. We know that they have, under Hogan, let me remind you that under Hogan, he doubled down on the drop boxes in Maryland in the next election. So he is not our friend in terms of free and fair elections. So back to who can beat Westmore. We have to, as Marylanders, I don't care what party you're in or unaffiliated who may drive the results, we have to be willing to say who has integrity, get past party, and say who's the best human being for the job. Now, I like John Myrick because John is a man who's done great service for this country. 23 years, Air Force and so forth, law enforcement, counterintelligence guy, super smart. Not a politician. Not like Wes Moore, who can walk in a room and flash that smile, and all of a sudden he's on. You know, we need people who are real and have substance. So I like John. I don't know Wolford. I've heard about him. Not a fan if he was involved with Hogan and the COVID. He'd have a lot of explaining to do for me. But in terms of what I would like to see in a governor candidate would be somebody who's bold, who's articulate, who's highly intelligent, and a person of massive integrity, who's willing to go and fight the battles that we're going to have to fight in the courts to make sure that, you know, if they're trying to flip votes, we stop the nonsense. Okay, we've got to bring integrity back to Maryland. So I don't know who that person is that can beat Wes Moore, but I know that the times are changing, and I know that the plates under our feet are shifting, so that right now we are looking at a very possibly national emergency because of the magnitude of the cheating and the arrests that are going to happen. And I have that from good sources close to the administration. And I validated it on two or three different people. So I know this is going to happen. It may not happen soon enough for our Frederick City election, where they're letting illegals vote because it's an all-Democrat city council and mayor. So we have to take back our state. And I'm speaking to anybody who's a Democrat who's listening. We want the same things, but you've got to be willing to stand up against the corruption that has been running Maryland for far too long.
Indeed. Jen Charlton, WFMD, telling it like it is, Saturday mornings at 8. That's 9:30 on your AM dial. Jen, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Right, take care.
8:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I-97 going towards Annapolis. A little bit slow. It's not bad after Benfield, but right at Route 32 and I-97. It slows there. Gets much better after the bridge at 178. Right now, we are good to go. No problems at all through Sandy Point, Oceanic Drive, getting on to the Bay Bridge. It might be a little bit slow going across, but otherwise, there's no backup. At one point earlier today, we had at least a 20-minute delay, and right now, that is gone. New wreck in the city, east side. Madison Street at Milton Avenue. They're still working on the wreck. Had injuries involved earlier. Warwick Avenue and North Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is warm and muggy today with highs in the upper 80s, low 90s. Possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Cooler tomorrow and heating up on Sunday once again. So typical dog days of August. Right now it is sunny, 76 in Pikesville, 77 in Baltimore City. And also, as we were talking about the candidates for governor here, the other thing is you're going to have to be able to attract the money.
Yeah.
That's probably the most important thing. Besides being bold and the stuff that Jen was talking about, you're going to have to convince the donors that you're electable, mm-hmm. that you can beat Wes Moore. And so that's because a lot of money sat out, I think, in the last time out from Dan Cox. I mean, Dan Cox had a tough time raising the money that he needed because Hogan sucked it all the
air out of the room. He was being fired on by another Republican the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's important, and that you cannot dismiss the importance of the money as well. Let's go to Carol in Columbia. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Fine, thank you.
I agree with you, gentlemen of the morning drive today, and also with your previous guest. I think it's she made some good points, and I think hopefulness is more important than defeatism. That never works out well. She's right. I also wanted to say, vis-a-vis Larry Hogan, I'm still waiting to hear when we will receive our $9 million back from South Korea, Hogan's little gift to South Korea for the COVID kits that were unworkable.
Yeah, the test kits that didn't work, and then they had to order different ones or something. And they remember they were under guard.
Under guard.
Maryland National Guard had them in a warehouse under guard.
Yeah, I remember that. And as far as I know, they may still be under guard because nobody wants to see them. And I'd like my $9 million back.
Yeah. Again, if you were sold defective test kits or ones that didn't work, you should have worked hard to get our tax money back since they were defective. But didn't they issue new test kits after that? I have to go back and look at the
story. Yeah, they issued new ones that were compatible. That I'm not sure if we paid double or not. I've never been clear on that. But I think it was very nice of him to use National Guard to protect the test kits that didn't work. Meanwhile, they could have been used for other things like protecting human beings, but just a silly thought, you know.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Carol, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. To me, the biggest problem, and despite whatever personal beef that he has with me, which obviously he does, it's just this loss of our constitutional rights, that we would have somebody, and it was a prominent Democrat health guy that was advising, I can't remember his name now, but he was within the prominent Democrat circles that was giving him his health policy. And these were the people, and he wasn't the only one. There were other Republican governors in the country that participated in these violations of our constitutional rights. Kristi Noem didn't in South Dakota, if you remember correctly.
Correct.
And there were others that did not. Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis did, and Kristi Noem didn't.
Yeah.
So very few, though.
There were choices that were made. Republican governors who stood up to this soft form of tyranny. Larry Hogan wasn't one of them. And that's where I mean, the rest of the stuff is politics. But this is when you deny people their right to worship, their right to assemble, their freedom of speech, and when you establish hotlines to snitch on people, when you send state troopers to arrest people for ordering their freaking lunch, when you were threatening another politician because you didn't like that they challenged you over your unconstitutional behavior, and you threaten them with arrest. I mean, you know, and then of course the criticism of Trump when you yourself acted like a petulant child when it came to the lawsuit that Dan Cox filed. Okay, take it like a big boy. Put your big boy pants on. You know, that's what really bothered me about Larry Hogan, and I just think it's all about him. I've said this repeatedly. I do believe he's a narcissist, and everything is about him. And I don't really think he thinks about the true Marylanders that suffered under his terms.
No, I think there's a certain brand of politician who are in it for their own egos, and I think that he falls in that category. There is a very minority of them, I suspect, who are in this game in order to really serve the people that they're supposed to be serving. And by and large, my impression is they're in it in order for self-aggrandizement and self-advancement. I think, for example, you know, every morning when 100 senators get up, look in the mirror, and see themselves as president.
Yeah, but again, and this idea that he's teasing another run, why would we want to do that again? And yeah, there are those people, these Hogan acolytes, these Hogan bootlickers. Many of them lurk under false names on X and on social media. They won't put their real name to their account. But when I point something like out, you know, they come after me, which is fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But it's to me, I cannot do that again. I won't do it again, and I won't support that individual again. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The U.S. Marshals Service is searching for a 68-year-old Larry Twombly, who's been a fugitive for nearly 2 years after violating federal supervised release. Twombly, convicted in 2011 of receiving child porn, served 12 years in prison before being placed on lifetime supervision. Investigators say he may try to disguise himself by dyeing his hair. Has a history of staying in homeless shelters in Baltimore. He is described as around 5'11", 150 pounds, and is required to register as a sex offender. Police investigating a series of burglaries in Baltimore's Mount Washington neighborhood where doorbell camera footage shows the suspect very clearly. But state law is preventing the use of facial recognition technology to identify him. The man is described as having glasses, dreadlocks, wearing a black puffy coat and blue jeans. Councilmember Yitzi Schleifer says the restriction is tying investigators' hands and argues changes could help solve more crimes. Most of the break-ins, by the way, have happened within a mile of each other, and a $2,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Baltimore has agreed to a $152.3 million award in its opioid lawsuit against drug makers McKesson and Cencora, raising the city's total settlements from pharmaceutical companies to nearly $580 million. A horse walked away uninjured after falling through a wooden plank in Reisterstown yesterday. Happened yesterday morning, sending first responders on a mission. They had to find a special crane. They did. They brought it to the large animal. They brought him to safety. The horse is fine. And two brothers facing attempted murder charges after a stabbing near Patterson Park over the weekend. Police say security video from the ice cream shop Be More Licks captured part of the attack, showing Winston and Wilson Rivero Allendo chasing and assaulting a 20-year-old man after a scooter collision. Investigators say Winston then stabbed the victim with a screwdriver before the group kicked him and ran him over with a motorcycle. 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there's lots of places that also have it. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every single second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock specialist is going to help solve the identity theft issues guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Pick 3 Lottery, 947, pick 4, 1769. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's an incident 895 northbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, as you're coming up just above the Steel Bridge at Child Street and coming up from Shell Road. They're just in the process now getting a vehicle out of the left-hand side of the roadway. They're doing some work in the middle there. So you have one lane to the right, and this other lane is just about to open up. So we may be a little bit slow coming up from Poteet Street on 895, but they'll get it out of here shortly, and that should clear up pretty quickly. A little backed up southbound with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels, and of course still hurting with the wreck earlier on the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway. Delays are still there. The accident is gone, but still slow crossing the Potomac on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. Temperatures this afternoon, upper 80s and lower 90s. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms late in the day into the evening time. Drier for the weekend, a little cooler Saturday, then heating back up Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Preseason game 2 on tap for the Ravens in Dallas tomorrow night. Team already announcing that starters that didn't play game 1 won't play in game 2. But there will be a lot at stake for many. Depth on the offensive line and defensive line. Depth at inside linebacker. And on that note, 4th round rookie pick Teddy Buchanan, someone to watch. Buchanan struggling against the Colts and now being pushed, according to defensive coordinator Zach Orr, by a couple of undrafted undrafted free agents.
It was going to be a lot of guys that you guys haven't really heard of or talked about who were going to pop on film. And Jay Higgins and Chandler Martin definitely did that, man. I'm excited about those two young undrafted rookie linebackers. I mean, they probably should have been drafted, honestly.
The Ravens have a long history of finding undrafted gems and developing them into solid players, especially at inside linebacker. Others to look for tomorrow night include offensive lineman Corey Bullock, a swing lineman who can play center and guard at the University of Maryland, C.J. Okoye, a huge 6'6", 370-pound run-stuffing nose guard. Meanwhile, down in College Park, Terps finishing up week two of summer practice, and the battle continues under center between freshman Malik Washington and UCLA transfer Justin Martin. Head coach Mike Locksley saying sometimes you just got to throw the kid into the deep end.
Typically, the way you make strides is by failing, and so we've got to put guys like Malik in positions in practice. You know, it's almost like you read and hear about Tiger Woods, how he throws the ball into the sand trap and deliberate practicing one of the toughest shots there is. Well,
Birds open a short five-game road swing in Houston tonight, first of three. Manager Mancelino was asked yesterday after the 5-3 win over the Mariners this question.
Who's your starter for tomorrow?
Who's our starter for tomorrow? Wow. Who's in line?
Brandon Young.
Is that we're not changing anything. So whatever, I can't even think of where we're at right now after that game. So
Young looking for his first career win. Day two of the BMW Championship out at Caves. Tees off this morning at 9:21. Weather should hold up today with a 30% chance of rain in Owings Mills beginning at 3 o'clock. Robert McIntyre atop your leaderboard at 8-under-62. He tees off at 10:27 this morning. Tommy Fleetwood 3-back goes at 10:54. Scotty Scheffler 4-back, and Rory McIlroy tied for 15th. And even par 70 are paired together at 1:38 in the afternoon. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the fans say that it's Super Bowl or bust.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I don't think I've ever seen percentages like this before a Ravens season. This is a Baltimore Sun poll this morning, in the print edition at least. Fans were asked, is it Super Bowl or bust this year for the Ravens? 87.3% of fans agreed. Super Bowl or bust.
Meaning, well, what does bust mean?
Well, I guess meaning if they don't win the Super Bowl or at least go to the Super Bowl, then the season is a failure.
Yeah, well, that's every year for the team that doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
But so the 31 other teams that fail, only one team is success.
Right, but I'm talking about high expectations. I don't think that I can't remember the expectations being this high, that 87.3%.
So you think this year more than ever?
Yeah, I think this year more than ever.
All right, I see it.
I don't think so.
You think it's like that before?
I think
before?
It's been like this before. I think it was actually much like this last year. As a matter of fact, the assumption was that we had all the tools and we were going to do this.
I disagree. I think that on defense there were some questions. There's also questions about Lamar in the playoffs. So there's still nagging, haunting questions each and every year. This year, I think clearly the offense is going to be, you know, the star of the show. The question is, once again, can the defense rise to the occasion? Because remember, when the Ravens won Super Bowls, their defense basically was the...
defense wins championships.
That was their signature.
Really, Bruce? Are you sure about that?
No, that's just the old song.
Okay. But Sean, according to your logic, then... If Lamar has issues in the playoffs, then wouldn't people be even more afraid of Lamar in the playoffs because he didn't win last year in the playoffs?
Well, I guess they're looking at odds. Eventually, they think, and this is the year that he has enough weapons.
I think that's the issue. I think that, you know, they got Hopkins, the receiver in the offseason. They picked up a couple of defensive guys, etc.
They got a good tight end. They got a speedy wideout in Zay Flowers. They got a heck of a running back, and their offensive line is looking pretty good. It's just the only question is defensively. Can you stop Mahomes and Josh Allen?
Yes. So I think the answer to that question is yes. I think they can do that this year. Yeah. And I agree with the 87% that, look, I'm not a Super Bowl or bust guy. I like the journey. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I do think, though, that if there is a year, this is the year.
Very good. We'll see what happens.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
You do the same. See you Monday morning. That's Gary Stein.
I had to figure out if it was B-U-S-T or B-U-S-S-E-D initially, so it took me a moment to figure that out. I thought maybe that Super Bowl the next time around, you don't fly anywhere. You get on the Greyhound to go to the next city.
Yeah, but Bruce, have you actually figured it out yet?
Not yet, no.
No, okay. That's what I thought. It's going to take a while.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, 9:30 at least.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another team that just doesn't seem to be able to shoot straight at all, the Democrats right now. Now, the Republicans have been in this situation historically before, and they found their way out of it. The Democrats, I suspect, will find their way out of it, but not in the short term, because right now you have Group 1 fighting Group 2 inside the Democrat Party. The two wings are not compatible. They believe in very different kinds of things. Senator John Kennedy, a Republican, takes a look at the Democrats and says, they're split in half.
There is a split in the Democratic Party. Unless you have the IQ of a meat thermometer, you can see that. On the one hand, you have the mainstream wing of the party. On the other side, you have the what I call the loon wing of the party. The loon wing is winning. They're fighting like cats in a bag, but the loon wing is winning.
Now, one of the members of the Democrat Party who's decided to think that he wants to be a leader in the loon wing, he's trying to resurrect whatever political career he thought he had once upon a time, is what's-his-name, O'Rourke, from Texas, who says, life isn't fair. Let me drop a bunch of swear words. Maybe that'll make me a loon.
We are in a basketball game right now, if you'll excuse the metaphor, where the refs have left the arena. And the other side is just clobbering the shit out of us, just punching us in the face, kicking us in the... And we're kind of throwing our hands up, and we're asking the crowd, the people of America, hey, do you see what's going on here? This is unfair. This isn't the rules that we agreed to play by. Well, who cares about the rules right now? Punch back, kick back, dunk over their heads, and win some power.
There you go. That's the way to do it. You just have to lace whatever you have to say with enough F-bombs. So that
I'm just wondering, this guy has won jack squat
nothing
in his political career. And so why do people follow people that are perennial losers?
Well, I think that he has found his niche this time. In a divided party, he hopes to have at least a minority of the votes on one of the two sides. Senator Kennedy says there's only one essential to play on their team.
The defining characteristic of this group is contempt. To be a member of their club, you have to have contempt for America. Not gratitude, as you should, contempt. You have to believe that America was wicked when it was founded and that it's more wicked today. You have to believe that America is racist and sexist and unjust. That's why they all hate George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head.
And you have rational Democrats who are saying, wait a minute, we are not at the end of the world here. We took a political setback, but let's not get nuts. Let's not all go Mamdami worth. But instead they're saying, oh, Zoltan Mamdami, or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah.
He was in Staten Island. He walked into the wrong place because Scott Lobato, I don't know if you know Scott or not.
No.
The artist that draws Trump
right,
and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
He went after him. Oh, my God. If you can see if you can catch the video. It went viral yesterday. It's well worth it. He went after Mamdani.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once a man who gets after it every single day, gets really perturbed if the cameras are going in the wrong direction or if there's a problem at the plaza. It's our very own Chuck Whitaker.
I'm just trying to do my job, like Senator Kennedy said.
There you go, sir. There you go.
I'll be in the loon room, but I'm all right. 895 northbound, the incident there just around Child Street and going up into the construction area right before the toll plaza. That's all gone now. A little bit of a slowdown yet on the Steel Bridge northbound 895. Both the tunnels doing fine right now. Southbound through the area, JFX should have been good from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. That one area, a little slow yet towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound at the merge of Route 32. After that, at least right now, still clear through Oceanic Drive, getting up onto the main span at the Bay Bridge. Right now, we're 2 east and 3 west on 50 through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend shaping up like this. Warm and muggy today. Highs near 90. Possible thunderstorm later this afternoon. Cooler tomorrow. Heating back up on Sunday. Right now, it is 78 in partly cloudy in Middle River. And it is 78 in Pasadena. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, you've heard several times during the course of the show this morning,
Bruce. It's Kim Klasick. Elliott, when I think appliances, I think.
Okay, Kim, wait your turn. Wait your turn, Kim.
Yeah, she's anxious today.
She is, man.
Yeah. You know, I just tell Michelle she did a great job all week long, and she jinxed herself.
It wasn't Michelle, it was Kim. She elbows her way in.
Not a problem. Anyway, you've been hearing the story about the horse that fell into the hole?
Yes.
In Reisterstown, yeah. On Old Hanover Road. So we got the backstory here. The backstory of this man's septic went kablooey, and they had to dig a hole to replace it. But he covered it with wood, you know, 2x4s, whatever the case may be, thinking that any human being or any animal that would cross it would be fine, so it would not be a threat. He never guessed that a 2,000-pound animal, meaning a horse. So the horse did cross over this wooden. It gave way, and the horse falls into the hole. Thus, we get a 911 call. This was a horse from a nearby farm. Mm-hmm. Baltimore County firefighters were joined by Howard County Department of Fire and Rescue Services Operations Team yesterday. And the homeowner, his name is Ron Riley, not the disc jockey. But he talked about what happened on the scene.
There he is coming up out of the hole.
It was shocking, you know, to say the least, because there aren't any horses really around here that I know of. And it was much deeper before all the dirt fell in.
It was an 8 to 10 feet deep hole. I mean, imagine the horse. They have very, how can I put it? I mean, their legs are not.
Right.
You know, you can very easily break something with a horse, especially with a leg. Anyway, they sedate the horse, okay? And then they bring this big crane in, and they put a harness, and they lift the horse out of the hole. And apparently the horse is doing fine, according to veterinarian. Baltimore County Fire Department Lieutenant Twana Allen said she thinks the horse is doing A-okay.
From what we know, the horse seems to be okay, still under vet care, but did not seem like there was any immediate injuries to the horse.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that it's one of a couple of horses in that particular stable that you can tell which is which because their preference in snacks. One of them really likes like sour cream donuts. This is the other one. This one likes those jelly-filled ones. So he's the horse of the different color.
Okay. You went a long way for that one.
I did indeed.
Absolutely.
I have no standards.
Yeah. And you have no shame either.
No. None at all.
You've proven that throughout the course
over
of the show.
Over and over again.
You know, no doubt about that. And so, anyway, happy ending.
Yes.
And congratulations. Well, I tell you, Baltimore County, Howard County Fire Department, great work yesterday. And all is well. All is fine.
That's great.
And Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
Appliances, I Think Town Appliance, off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:49. Coming up right after 9 o'clock in the morning, Kim Klasick actually live and in person. Kim Klasick between 9 and noon today on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up, the mayor comments on Baltimore crime and whether or not that crime level is actually under control or not. A lot of accusations that the numbers are being jimmied, not just here in this city, but in others as well, Sean.
Yeah, and there was a walk in the studio, just for a moment, the horse puns were flying, as you might imagine.
I can imagine.
Brian Farlow says it's good to know the horse is in stable condition.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, he was in danger, but not for long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They first came out of the sedative. They said, why the long face? You know, so, also.
Michelle has her head on the console right now, beating her forehead against
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Just, thank
God, today's the last day. That's right. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Come on next. Baltimore residents skeptical of Mayor Scott's crime claims as drug dealers plague the streets, juveniles carjack, some with 18 priors, and illegal aliens stabbing people with screwdrivers. Baltimore is out of control. We've got the latest for you here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh, my gosh. I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. MaidPro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Interesting note, by the way. We've not had a chance to talk about this today, but it's worth mentioning. Katie Pavlich has a good piece in Town Hall today, Sean. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem yesterday sent this out. She tweeted it out or X'd it out, whatever it is. The world has heard our message. If you are in America illegally, leave now. In less than 200 days, 1.6 million illegal immigrants have left the U.S. population. Under this president, we now have safer streets, better jobs for Americans, and less strain on our schools. 1.6 million. By saying basically, we're going to give you $1,000 and a free flight if you simply leave, go away. 1.6 million. There are ways of reducing people to simply go home. You can go home again. If your home's in Guatemala, go home. If your home's in El Salvador, go home, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and the way you do that is obviously you're going to deport the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And, of course, in California, they're having a conniption over that whole thing because they have introduced their own redistricting act out there. We didn't have a chance to get into that today. But it was, you look at it, the people that are being rounded up that are criminals need to go out. And then there are, of course, those that have broken the laws, the immigration laws of the country. And if you self-deport, you got a chance to come back in.
That's right.
You get on the list. You come back in, and we'll pay your way home.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And that's the 1.6 million that you're talking about. And then it looks like already over a million have been deported. So that's, 2.6 million, maybe 3 million in the first year, which isn't too shabby.
No, not at all.
When you get right down to it. Plus, if you then crack down on the businesses with E-Verify and you take jobs away, then and they don't have the opportunity here to plunder and live off Social Security, which the president just did, 275,000 illegals.
It's a
holistic approach. You've got to do all of the above in order to get our immigration system under control again.
Yeah, as a builder, you have to build a second floor before you build a third, et cetera, et cetera. 8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. A man who'd really much rather be at caves golfing right now, but he's here with us instead. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, I was sacrificing.
I know, it is.
95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A little bit slow there, Keith Avenue, but all four lanes are moving through 95, and then you're okay towards Russell Street, 95 and 395, passing Camden Yards. 895 looks good. They're doing a little work on the northbound side after the steel bridge at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Parkville side of the Beltway was still a bit slow last check on the outer loop right around Hartford Road. I'm Chef Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy again today. Highs near 90, possible thunderstorm like yesterday. Today, Saturday, will be a little bit cooler when the heat returns on Sunday. It's sunny and 77 in Severn and 78 in Dundalk. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you.
Of course, I'm going to talk about the 13-year-old that was arrested once again in Baltimore City.
For the 19th time.
Yeah. I mean, at what point do you stop taking him home? I'm wondering if he has a home at this point, right? I mean, is he just living on the streets and committing crimes every single day? Because how do you get arrested 19 times? And you know this isn't, he's done more than just, 19 different crimes. That's just the times he's gotten caught.
Yeah, unless the arrest record is perfect. Yeah. They're on this guy like white on rice. Then, if he's gotten him 19 times, you figure another 19 or 20 that he figures he's gotten away with it. Because otherwise, the odds are big against you. You don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about no rehabilitation.
Well, you've got that story. You have the illegal aliens. We suspected yesterday that they were illegal aliens. That has turned out to be true. You have the drug dealers and open air markets. It's just and the mayor has the tenacity to go on CNN and say stuff like, "Well, we've had the fewest homicides."
Yeah.
I'm convinced. I am convinced they're cooking the books like they did down in D.C.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. That's exactly what they're.
I got to find a soundbite for you. Michelle, do me a favor. There's a soundbite there called Brandon Scott A. Just let me know when you hear that, because you guys got to hear this. This is what the good mayor has said about his reading habits on a daily basis. It's worth hearing. Go ahead. We can talk until she gets cut up. So what else are you talking about today?
Well, of course, we're going to talk about Gavin Newsom. He was humiliated yesterday at his press conference. I swear, he's like a superhero villain. Right? He's got, like, this vibe where he's just, it's like I'm watching a Hollywood script or something, but it is real life. So we're going to talk about that.
They rolled out all the big guns yesterday. Newsom, you had Karen Bass.
She was screaming.
Padilla was there. Shifty Schiff.
Yep.
And all the big Democrat brass all screaming. And it was hilarious. ICE was arresting people right outside the press office.
Yeah. I saw that. It was great.
Okay. Now, here's the good mayor. I just thought you guys should be aware of this. Because this is brand new news to me.
We're only having that discussion because the president is having that discussion. And this, I want to be very clear. I didn't read the Baltimore Sun article. I don't read it because they are a part of the president's propaganda machine.
The Baltimore Sun is part of the president's propaganda machine.
I'm sure there's many journalists at the Baltimore Sun that is so anti-Trump that are just upset with that comment. That is absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I played that. I must have misheard that.
Yeah.
If you're not licking Scott's boots, whether you're Fox 45 or the Baltimore Sun, if you're not licking his boots, then he's hostile towards you. And especially towards female journalists, I've noticed.
There is no doubt about that, okay? And I've noted this before. He always goes after the women. And he does it very publicly, and he tries to humiliate them. Sure. He tries to be very condescending.
Right.
I think he's very sexist. I'm just going to say it.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you. Based on what I've seen.
Yeah. Are you woman-splaining to us, by the way?
I am. I am. That's why I was pointing my finger back and forth. I was making sure that you guys understood. You don't do that.
Very good. Kim Klasick live.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next. And speaking of our mayor, he was on with Fake Tapper CNN once again. Talking about the crime rate in Baltimore.
I'm going to get hurt one day. I know I am, she said.
And what we're going to continue to do is work in every community around the city to deal with this issue. But when I talk to our residents, they understand that they weren't expecting me to come and eradicate a problem that has existed, Jake, longer than I've been alive.
That man, I have never seen him in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, and that's a common refrain. So let's review, shall we? And I'm not talking about Maryland, because that's a whole different thing for Governor Tax Moore. But for Baltimore specifically, third most stressed out city in the country. We have now the third on the list of cities with the highest crime rates. Fourth on the most dangerous. So if you are done such a great job in reducing homicide rates and non-fatal shooting rates, why are you still in the top five?
5.
Right.
And, again, still up there in the top 10 most drug-addicted cities. And so, again, education is in complete disarray. Infrastructure is crumbling. And this guy's out there patting himself on the back.
I know we've got 30 seconds left. If he fixed the schools, just we should anticipate there will be air conditioning in all the schools within a couple of weeks when the schools start up again. And in the winter, there will be heat in all the schoolrooms. If those two things we've been talking about now for 5 or 6 years, Sean, have not been attended to by now, and the money is there, then no, you've not accomplished a damn thing.
If only there was education in the schools, we'd really have a wonderful system. Kim is up next. We're back Monday morning at 6. Until then, thanks, Michelle. Great job. We'll see you then. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.